Right, we'll leave it at that. I'm going to have to leave it at that. They're going to carry this on outside the studio. My fabulous Friday panel. I think we can agree they really have been fabulous. Reviewing the week's biggest news stories with me, Laura Perrins, co-editor of the Conservative Woman blog, Christian Wilmer, Labour Party activist and transport journalist. I do hope you'll come back again. Really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, sir. Feisty. I think feisty is the way we'd use that, we'd term that. I'm now about to finish last couple of minutes of my show, but delighted to welcome Mr. Jake Yap to the studio, really to referee these two.
Well,
tell us what's happening on yours.
As you know, I'm an incredible entrepreneur and people are constantly praising me for my financial acumen. So my idea is it now worth like going on like a secondhand car website and buying a diesel car for like £600 so you can cash it in for the rebate?
Yeah, but where are you going to store it? Do you have a...
It doesn't matter. Like, you're not going to drive
it. It's so practical. No, if it's on the road, I think you still have to actually...
You need to tax it.
I'm not entirely sure that your plan to buy buy a load of cars in the world is a good idea.
I have never made an error of financial judgment ever in my life. That's why I'm the success I am today.
Scrabistry is a blunt instrument, actually. Because
right, no, don't start him off again, Jake.
Just ban all the cars.
Shush, you two. What's coming up on your show, Jake?
We're going to be talking about the diesel ban and asking whether or not... No, we're not really. Well, obviously, the by-election results will be coming in and we'll keep
local
people
elections.
Up to this. Whatever. We'll keep you abreast of all of those. Obviously, I've been well across all of that prior to now. In fact, Cornelius is going to be at every constituency as each
what
result comes in.
What could possibly go wrong? Wonderful. Jake Yap in for you after 1 o'clock of the news here at Talk Radio. I'm back with you 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning? No, I'm not working Saturday. I'll be lying in. Monday morning. It's one of those weird four-day weeks that destroys you. I'm going to get one of these lines right eventually. Monday morning at 10 o'clock. I'll be back with you. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio with the Sunday Times. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness. Where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Alternative Rich List with the Sunday Times. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Welcome on board, ladies and gentlemen. Could the passenger in carriage 5 please unplug your extension lead and stop charging your phone, electric toothbrush, handheld hoover and power drill on the table? Thank you.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got a 6x5 foot close board fence panel for only £16.49 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. It's where the train go.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with a new car or van at their sales event between the 28th of April and the 7th of May. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, registered by the 31st of May. At participating retailers from the 28th of April to the 7th of May. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
I've got a question. Why does Julie Hartley-Brewer always leave the sleeve on the microphone on the wonk? What's that all about? What's she doing with it? You should know, Chloe. You've been here. Anyway, sorry. It's a Jacob in for John Holmes until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Tories boosted by local elections, a plot to kill North Korea's leader, and does swearing make her stronger?
Talk Radio.
The leader of UKIP says a Conservative advance in the local elections is a price worth paying for Brexit. Paul Nuttall's party has lost all its seats in Lincolnshire, where he is hoping to become an MP. Labour admits its results have been challenging so far, and the Lib Dems describe theirs as patchy. Here's UKIP's deputy chair, Suzanne Evans.
When a political party that's done as well as UKIP has in achieving their core aim, their founding principle, but achieving that core aim, we now have a job to do to convince the electorate that we are a party that is about more than leaving the European Union.
A scrappage scheme to get older, more polluting vehicles off the roads could be introduced as a way of reducing pollution. The government is releasing its air quality strategy proposal after the High Court ruled it had to be published before the general election. A man has life-threatening injuries after a helicopter crash in Buckinghamshire. He's one of three people on board the aircraft, which came down near High Wycombe this morning. North Korea has accused the United States and South Korea of plotting to assassinate its leader, Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang claims one of its citizens was corrupted and bribed with tens of thousands of dollars to carry out the attack. And psychologists say swearing can give you a temporary boost for muscle strength and stamina. Tests have found saying a few bad words help people with activities like cycling up hills or getting tops off bottles. Consultant psychologist Dr. Andy Corns has told Talk Radio some of the reasons why it might help.
By swearing, because it is linked with aggression, it actually makes us probably feel more powerful and aggressive and strong than we actually are. So it serves a purpose in that it downplays people's weaknesses.
So is it better to just go and swear at people rather than run?
I know. I don't think that's what I mean.
At the same time as running.
Well, for me, a couple of bottles of White Lightning down the high street and a good old swear. You know, that's as good as a workout. I'm exhausted.
Well, I'm just thinking double workout if you go running and swear at everyone you passed. Everyone.
Was the jogger just... No, I'm not going to chase him.
I'm not it's sure not that's idea. What they
Is
mean.
Is it vocal swearing or doing that?
Are you a swearer, Victoria?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
You're looking like you can't be... I can't think of the word. Bothered today.
Oh, thanks. That's not very nice.
Well, to be honest, all right, I'm just saying that because you said that literally right before we went on air. So,
and why are you telling the listeners?
Well, because, you know, you've given me quite a hard time this week.
Because you keep lying to me and promising things.
What is it I lie about? What is it I promise you?
Chocolate.
But look what he's doing now. He's in his bag.
Rummaging around under the desk. Oh, there it is. That's got it.
What are you doing, Jake? Oh, thank you.
Put it in your mouth.
This is so nice.
Get some chocolate.
Oh, cheers,
dairy-free
Jake.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Dairy-free chocolate.
Vanoffee.
It's really good, that.
I can't remember
who makes it, but it's like it's amazing. It tastes like Caramac.
Oh, I'm so excited to try this.
Try some?
No, you can't all try some because you sit there eating beef dripping all through the show, Cornelius. Join us and then you get the perks. Thanks very much. Would you like to do the weather now?
Well, I'm here.
Okay, let's do it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry for most of the country with some long spells of sunshine in the north. Further south, it's more cloudy. Highs of 17 degrees.
Now, has this motivated you to do the bonus news at 3:30?
Oh.
It's mineral news today.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I mean,
has that sweetened the deal for you a little bit there?
It has. It has. That's thank good. You.
Not at all. Not at all.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay, good. Well, we look forward to hearing your bonus bulletin at 3:30. Let's have a quick break while we have the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. David Moyes says he'll still be Sunderland manager next season. There was speculation this week he could quit after relegation from the Premier League was confirmed last weekend. But Moyes says club owner Ellis Short and the board want him to stay and he'll lead the promotion push from the Sky Bet Championship.
We had initial discussions about going forward, what we're going to do.
with planning to meet again in the next couple of weeks.
Is it important that a decision is made quickly?
Well, I don't know what you mean by decision. I've got a 4-year contract, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you committed to staying? Will you be at Sunderland next season?
Yes, yeah.
Tottenham will close in on Premier League leaders Chelsea this evening if they can beat West Ham at the London Stadium. The Blues don't play until Monday when they host Middlesbrough. Spurs could end the evening just a single point behind their London rivals. Cricket, England's bowlers are making light work of Ireland so far in Bristol. In the first of a two-game Royal London ODI series, Ireland were 104-6 in the 27th over. And in today's IPL commentary match over on TalkSport 2, Tamal Mills' Royal Challengers Bangalore face Kings 11 Punjab. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Maddie Hinch. Facing a hockey penalty to win Olympic gold is real pressure. Pressure I tried to deflect onto my opponent by constantly staying up to date with what the players are doing in tournaments, making notes in my little red book and putting reminders on my water bottle.
At Shell, we're passionate about delivering great performance. That's why we've developed new Shell V-Power. Switch to Shell V-Power today. See shell.co.uk/vpower for more information. Shell. Go well.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a generic cover show, and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favourite presenter's gone away. They're looking for a brand new post.
Good afternoon, it's Jake Yab in for John Holmes until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And, come on. If you've been poring over the election results, what is wrong with you? Is there nothing else in your life? That said, we will, of course, keep you up to date with all of that. Cornelius is going to be in every constituency as the results break this afternoon. Are you feeling ready, Cornelius?
Mm-hmm. I'm just eating some pasta now for all the energy I'll be needing.
That's really great. Well, all I can say to you is may the 5th be with you. No? Okay, yeah. Fine. We've got a great show for you, though, this afternoon. We're going to be talking to Peter Tatchell, following this columnist who says... there's a Russian columnist called Elisa Titko, says that Manchester is full of fat people. It was also quite homophobic. We'll be talking about that. Also, we've got Follow the Leader, where we find out what all the leaders of all the political parties are up to, where they are. We can stick pins in... a map, not effigies, just in a map. And of course, we'll be playing Toppling Juncture, everyone's favourite quiz show based on the 2p coin fall machines. How's your lunch there?
It's nice. Tomato and feta pasta.
That's nice. That is nice. Boiled eggs in the office earlier. That was nice.
Yeah, that was one of Cass's signature sort of things.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, if you're really committed to boiled egg eating, you'd just crack open the Tupperware and huff the air, wouldn't you? I mean, that would be courteous. Anyway. I know what Cass would say if she was here. I mean, she is. She's just
something
over there.
Something angry.
She'd say, well, we all had to smell your tofu yesterday. Mm. My tofu, like...
Also, tofu doesn't have a smell.
Not, but it doesn't have a flavour.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like eating wet cardboard. I mean, in all honesty.
I didn't even know.
No, it was this horrible, smirky, bacony, horrible, nasty smell. And it tasted even worse.
Because I think if you did a universal poll, everyone would say that they much prefer the smell of boiled eggs to bacon.
It wasn't proper bacon, though. It was horrible, meaty, not meaty, vegan nonsense.
I think you've lost.
I didn't even notice you had your food in the office yesterday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anyway, so that's some of the stuff that we've got in the show. We've got plenty more, including Matt Blom. Hi.
Hi, Jake.
Hi there.
Hi, Con. Hi,
Jake. In fact, we'll be talking about you in another guise a little bit later on.
Okay.
We're talking about your legacy.
Oh, okay. wasn't just prepared for that.
Yeah, well, you should have been. You should have thought, I mean, you should be prepared for anything in this. Anything could happen, you know, and most likely will. It's that much of a white-knuckle wild ride. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, you're here to review the papers. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, I'm all right, thanks. I'm okay. We went and did a press junket yesterday.
Oh, who'd you speak to?
I can't remember. She was off of Game of Thrones, though. Oh. Ellie something.
Not seen it.
Yeah, she was great.
Neither have I.
She's really good. She's done a new film. And we'll have that interview next week. on Monday or Tuesday, because that's the only days I'm here. John Holmes back from Wednesday, kids. We've got, we're nearly there.
Rebecca Adlington in today as well.
Oh my God, how could I have not mentioned that? Sucks so hard. Where is it on my running order? That's probably on my running order. Yeah, it's right there. 2 o'clock. Rebecca Adlington, guys. She's coming in.
Yep, she'll be in here.
She won the Olympics.
She won all the Olympics. The Olympics basically said, look, just have it. Have all the medals. Because, do you know what I mean? You've won it. You know, I would be so disappointed if I won a gold medal and discovered it wasn't chocolate inside. I would have spent hours trying to peel it. Anyway, papers. She'll be here, which is very exciting. Yes, papers. What have you found in the papers, Matt Blom?
So much in the papers.
Oh, so much,
it's
mate.
It's a plethora.
Too much, yeah. If anything.
Adverts for slippers, everything.
Step ladders.
Yeah.
All the front pages today dominating by one man, as you might imagine, apart from the Daily Star. We'll get onto that in a minute. Mm. But they're all being dominated by Prince Philip.
Yes.
Prince Philip announced yesterday he will be retiring. So a couple of headlines. The Daily Mail have gone with, "The Nation salutes you, sir." Not the best of photos they decided to choose for him, but
well, it's a cheeky smile, isn't it? He's got a cheeky smile there.
Who has?
As he watches an animal being dismembered. I'm joking.
The Sun have gone with, "He's had his fill." I can't stand up much longer.
That was a joke when we were saying he's going to stand down and say, "Well, I can't stand up."
Yeah, well, the Mirror has gone with, "Standing down, I can barely stand up these days."
There you go.
The Metro went for, "I've had my fill," which
there's a lot of having their
similar.
Fill. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
lots of fill puns.
Yeah, no one went for "fill your boots" or other fill related puns. Yeah. I was wondering, I'll ask you in the break. So, yes, well, it's a big story. I mean, it's not as big a story, I think, as everyone was expecting yesterday.
Well, here's the thing. I was working on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show yesterday morning.
You lucky thing. I know. You lucky people. I was. As Tommy Trinder said.
I'm joking, of course. But I was up and I was outside the studio working on the show, seeing what's going on. And there was lots of debate, speculation on social media about what this big announcement was going to be. And I'm thinking, he's an elderly gentleman.
Yeah.
Anything could have happened.
Yeah.
So I'm preparing for the worst.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then about 10:30, we get told he's retiring.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a big day. yesterday. Well, I mean, it's great relief, obviously, you know, because, as you say, you do worry. So sure the nation's very pleased that we
can
just...
Fair play to him.
Absolutely, mate.
Fair play to him.
Do you know what?
96.
Absolute. In June.
In June?
Yeah, he's not 96 yet.
Okay.
He's only 95.
Obviously.
That's nothing.
Oh, what a lazy.
Yeah.
But always a fan of Philip. Never know what he might say or come out with, so I think public life will miss him.
Always exciting. You need a wild card in there, don't you? So what else have you found?
Well, there's lots. Well, the Daily Star, I should actually mention, they're the only papers that I found that haven't got him on the front. They've gone with fears for 62 more Prem stars. They're talking about Aaron Lennon there, who was retained under the Mental Health Act this week, who's it's come out that he's had a few mental health issues. So that was interesting that they've gone with that.
Yeah.
Serious story.
It is a serious story.
Almost commendable.
It must be hard for footballers because they get all the grief from the stands and stuff.
Mm.
So
mainly from people like Cornelius.
Yeah.
I mean...
do you think they get grief counselling?
I don't know. But maybe that might be a thing they need.
Yeah. I think it's a different kind of grief. Good. Well, I don't care about football at all. So let's press on. Is there anything else at all? Have you done any preparation for this?
I have. I've done lots of preparation.
Not that we're paying you for this anyway.
No. But, speaking. I mean, genuinely, though, I think it's something important to point out is if you are looking at the news footage on various media outlets today, there's a lot about the local elections that's been coming up, be going out there. Lots of people gaining and losing seats for some reason.
Yeah.
The council elections. But obviously there's nothing in the papers about it because the papers would have gone to print at... at 9 o'clock.
Well, I like that it's a sort of snoozy election, isn't it? Because results are literally just starting to come in many respects.
Well,
we've only had about a third of the results.
Yeah,
so
they only started counting in Scotland about 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, that's because of the time difference. It's October there. Am I wrong?
There's an important story in The Sun here on page 19 saying that arsenic has been found in baby rice.
There's arsenic in all rice, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah, that's like a thing.
What?
It's like apple pips. There's arsenic in rice.
Is there arsenic in apple pips?
Why are they putting arsenic in rice?
Why?
Yeah, why would you do that?
It just makes it taste nicer.
Stop your rats from eating it.
Is there vegan rice?
It's just arsenic.
All rice is vegan.
Yeah, okay. Fine. But my point is then, so you...
Are you one of those people that says, can you eat peanut butter? Can you? Can you eat peanut butter? Can you?
Can you, though? Because butter butter suggests a dairy element to it.
No. Yes, you can eat peanut butter.
Is that a special type of peanut
butter? No, any peanut butter.
It's got butter in it.
Can you eat crunchy peanut butter?
No, because the crunchy bits in peanut butter are made from cow's eyes. It's dried corneas. No, you can't eat beef burgers, Cass. Unbelievable. This is... Oh, no! Right, it's troll the vegan times. Finally, it's payback, isn't it? That's fine. You were very polite all week, and now it's going to come back.
So I think we've got to be careful about the amount of baby rice that we're consuming.
Yes.
Because not a day goes past without...
Well, I personally think it's very, very cruel. I only eat adult rice. The baby rice, of course, gets kept in tiny crates, and really awful conditions that baby rice is kept in, so... Yeah, you're absolutely right.
What's,
thanks very much for
what's
that.
Uncle Ben said?
Uncle Ben, they've decided to make the point that they don't do baby rice.
No.
Okay.
No, all of their rice is grass-fed and free-range. We'll be back with more of this incredible paper review after this.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The polls, the papers, the policies.
We've grasped the nettle and we've taken it on board.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
And they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken. Part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise. Our unique 5-day money-back guarantee and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now at Wickes, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wickes, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous. Your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on without one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Two lanes are closed on the M6 heading northbound around Junction 43 for Carlisle through towards Junction 44 for Carlisle North. It was a full motorway closure, however the one lane has now reopened following a two-vehicle accident, although congestion remains back as far as Junction 42 for Carlisle South. The M1 heading southbound through Derbyshire's got one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 29 for Chesterfield and 28 for Alfreton. And the M5 heading northbound's got one lane closed as well due to another broken down vehicle around Junction 13 for Stroud. I'm Andy Broxton.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, we will. There we go. Never works, that button. Ever. I'm going to go and buy myself an iPad. John Holmes has got one. I'll get one. Do you know what I mean? Right. Good afternoon, it's Jake Yap in for John Holmes until 4 o'clock, without an iPad. We've got so much coming up in the show. We're going to talk to Peter Tatchell. We've got Rebecca Adlington in the studio. We're going to be looking at where all the leaders of the parties are. Cornelius Mendes is going to be in every constituency as every result is announced between now and 4 o'clock. Might not necessarily be true on any front there. But in the meantime, we're reviewing the papers with Matt Blom and... we wanted to talk about your legacy before we find out what else is in the papers, Matt, because sad to say, I mean, we can tell the story, right? It's not embargoed, is it?
Sure.
You're leaving.
You're leaving.
You're leaving.
You announced this earlier this week.
I did.
Just leaving, just like that.
Lots of ship analogies.
Yes.
Coming up.
Yes. A pile of ship analogies. But there's a legacy. There's a legacy for you here, which is that we have a printer now named after you.
Yes, kindly Cornelius has decided that as I will no longer be in the office, there should be something marking my time here.
Mm. And the printer got installed
yeah,
today.
Yeah, there was a printer installed today, and we asked, well, Cornelius asked if it could simply just be called Blom.
That's nice.
Which is your surname.
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, we've been on air for, I think, 15 months now, so it's kind of exciting to get a printer.
Yeah.
Just watch the quality of the programming go up.
Talk Radio is finally on paper.
Yes! It's the future, you know. So so that's a nice legacy for you, a printer called Blom. And I was sort of wondering, people... Well, in offices, you always get, like, whoever's in IT, it's like whatever gets them all excited, isn't it? That's what becomes the theme for their printers or their networks or whatever. Here, it's kind of weird. They're all called, like, weird aquatic things.
So,
like
Coral. So the rest of the printers are called Coral.
Right.
Crystal.
Oh, right, so it's not aquatic, it's...
It's supposed to be gemstones.
But Coral's not a gemstone!
Rumour is that... Going back to sort of TalkSport beginnings,
right?
It's all stripper names.
Oh my god!
I don't think that is true because
you know that's true.
But Ruby is another one.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Follow Me is another
and
one.
Tanisha, yeah. That's not a gemstone, is it? So we were wondering. Also, Wi-Fi, like funny Wi-Fi names. Everyone's, you know, you set up your own little Wi-Fi network. There's one. There's a hotel in Greenwich. It's a certain. Brand name of hotel. Let's call it the Ship Hotel. It's not called the Ship Hotel, but just for the sake of it. And someone in a flat next door has called their Wi-Fi network the Ship Hotel Sucks, which is kind of funny, right? It's when you're scanning it in the hotel, that's what you're going to find.
Mm.
So, have you ever seen any funny Wi-Fi names? And I know that sounds mad, and you're thinking, well, that's not going to happen, is it? But we've already had a few in, actually.
Okay, go on.
Apparently, according to the eponymous Bob on Twitter, he says he saw one that was called get_off_my_LAN. It's a nice pun.
LAN.
Get off my LAN.
Local area network.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you for explaining that. Richard says in New Zealand, I was visiting Auckland where someone called it pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I think that's a classic one.
Is that a classic
staple?
Yeah,
yeah.
That you would immediately have discounted that one, would you?
It's just I think that is the go-to for funny Wi-Fi name.
Well, here's a nice one from Darren, right?
Go ahead.
FBI surveillance van 1. If you saw that,
that's funny.
He was getting angry, like, what now? I can't read that one from Alexandra, but thank you very much. And Katrina said she found one that just says, hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi. Which Twitter is offering to translate from Haitian Creole. Jane found, tell my Wi-Fi love her.
Yeah, that's very clever.
Yeah. Mike says, two for the geeks. KD Lan. And... Lando Calrissian.
No, I don't get that second one.
Jeepers. We're not geeky
that's,
enough.
That's a character in Star Wars, I believe. And James has, mine is the Promised Land. Anyway, if you've seen any funny Wi-Fi, or you've got funny Wi-Fi that you want to brag about, why don't you
still
get
just puns, like you could have LAN of Hope and Glory.
That's a great one! I bet that's the Queen's Wi-Fi. You know that's the Queen's Wi-Fi. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with your Wi-Fi name.
Yeah. And in the meantime, Matt Blom, infamously named after the printer, what else have you found in the papers?
There's a little bit here that I like in the Times today. University exam cheat used in visible ink.
I bet you didn't get a very good mark.
Yeah.
He's not written anything, yeah.
Please iron this test paper.
The article says, as the number of university students using high-tech devices, such as micro-earpieces to cheat in exams, increases, it seems there are still those who prefer more traditional methods, as a law student was caught with 24 pages of notes written in invisible ink.
No way.
Which I think is amazing. How did you cheat in your exams, Jake?
I wrote in biro on my body. It was a particularly swollen part of my body. And then the swelling went down. And then... when I was in the exam room, I just somehow managed to make that part swell up again, and then I could read all my answers. It just looked like a vein. But that's just one of my skills. That's one of my body skills.
Useful.
I've cheated in an official government exam before.
Shut up.
Is it a driving test?
Yeah, the theory.
Did you?
How did you do that?
I wrote... the stopping distances on the inside of my shirt. I wore a very nice old shirt.
I didn't know where
shirt.
You were going there. You looked down.
Yeah, so I could just lift it up just so it was just there.
You did
at
not.
The tail end. And it's just a few numbers. And yeah, I had to use it. And I got away with it. But I failed the test anyway.
On did
that.
You really?
Because you didn't know the stopping.
On the little game, on the hazard perception.
Oh, and you got to click.
So annoying.
I see, because I don't know anything about that. All you had to do was sort of
can
sit
I get
there.
Arrested for doing that?
Potentially.
I wrote the, in physics, you know, the triangles with all the equations in? Like, speed equals distance over time.
Yes.
I wrote them in my glasses case.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because I just closed my glasses case, but then every now and then I'd have to clean my glasses. You know, I'd take them off to clean, I'd have to open up the case to get the cleaner out.
That's wily. You people are deviant. I never really cheated on anything. I was really scrupulous and good.
And look where it got you.
Nowhere.
Yes? Surely we've got to ask our listeners about that as well.
How have you cheated and where?
No, in an exam. We don't want any tawdry stories.
Jerry Springer, that's for Saturday nights, I think. Yes, fine, yes. Ways you've cheated in tests.
As well as Wi-Fi.
And there's another thing coming as well. I'm sorry, it's a very busy day.
There was a girl at my school who, apparently, when women wear tights, you can write on your leg, but if you pull the tight, you can read underneath.
Yeah.
But then you let it go, and it becomes...
Oh, that's cunning.
So that's how women can get away with it.
That's super cunning. I like that. Well, Matt, thank you very much for that. Paper review.
Thank you for having me.
I was going to say, is that going to be your last ever paper review? But then I figure they'll probably rope you into Sam Delaney today.
Well, it's Yasmin Khan.
Oh, Yasmin. Of course it's Yasmin Khan today, isn't it?
I'm here next week.
You'll be here next week, back with John probably.
Yeah. I'm with you on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm talking in terms of paper. Yeah, that's fine.
We'll do something next week, I'm sure. Thanks, Jake. Have a good show.
Thank you very much. That was the printer, Matt Blom, with his paper review. Now, stay with us. In half an hour, we're going to be talking to Rebecca Adlington. And in 45 minutes, we're going to be talking to Peter Tatchell about this extraordinary column written by Elisa Titko, a Russian writer who says that Manchester's full of fat people. It was quite homophobic. That's in 15 minutes' time. First, though, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Labour has lost overall control of Glasgow City Council in the local elections. The party's been in charge there since 1980. Results are still being declared, but Labour has also lost control of Bleiner Gwent and Bridgend. The Conservatives are doing well so far, mainly at the expense of UKIP. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says it's early yet, but he's pleased.
We've seen voters move from UKIP to the Conservatives, I think, last night, but we've also seen Liberal Democrat voters moving towards us, and clearly we've also very significantly seen Labour voters voting Conservative perhaps for the first time.
A targeted scrappage scheme for older cars and vans is being proposed as a way of cutting air pollution. Ministers also want to set up clean air zones in England after being ordered to publish draft proposals before the general election. North Korea has accused the CIA of plotting with South Korea to assassinate its leader, Kim Jong-un. The country claims biochemical weapons would have been used. A British man is reported to have died while skydiving in Thailand. The Foreign Office says it's supporting the family of 69-year-old James McConnell. A man's critically ill after a helicopter crash. It came down in Wickham Air Park in Buckinghamshire this morning. Two other people on board are also injured. All three are in hospital. And festivals across Britain are taking part in a 24-hour website blackout to highlight sexual assaults at music events. Festival, Parklife and Boomtown Fair are among 28 involved on Monday. The weather dry for most of the country with long spells of sunshine in the north. Further south, it's rather more cloudy. Highs of 17 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. So much excitement about your bonus news in a couple of hours' time.
Really?
Yes, Thomas says, I wasn't listening this week, but I tuned in today just to hear Manoral News. I can't wait. And also, somebody else said something. I can't.
Thanks, Thomas.
Well. Yeah, I was doing so well. But yeah, everyone is super psyched.
Oh, that surprises me, actually, after some of the Twitter comments we've had of late.
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed. Clarky, first chance I've had to tune in for a couple of days. I'm so happy that it's Mineral News. I'm delighted. Hashtag Atomic Number 19. Will you be covering Atomic Number 19?
I will look into it.
I wouldn't look too closely if I were you. you love doing the bonus news, of course. That's because you just don't do enough news in all the other bulletins. And to make up the money, you do the bonus news. That's at 3:30. And, you know, it's we're all looking forward to it. Did the chocolate help?
I haven't eaten it. I've hidden it so no one steals it. But I'm very excited. Thank you very much, Jake. It's a motivational tool.
You're welcome. We were talking earlier about being dairy-free, which you are and stuff, and how people say, can you eat peanut butter? Can you? I thought you couldn't. K-Bear says, can you eat gooseberries?
Gooseberries?
Have they got goose in? can you eat butter beans? Can you? Can you eat marrow fat peas?
Oh, dear.
Do you get a lot of that?
I understand.
People, I think that if you don't eat eggs or dairy, that you can't eat any food that's opaque. Mm. They think you can only eat sort of semi-translucent food, like watermelon. So they say, can you eat pasta? Can you? Can you eat bread? Can you? Anyway, that's that.
And they always seem shocked. Like, I feel like I'm always having to tell people, no, I don't eat dairy. And they always seem shocked. I'm like, I'm sure you've known this for about 5 years.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know. Tell me all about it. Mm. Literally, tell me all about it. Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. We'll have more from you at 2:00. There you go. Yeah. Stay tuned.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So a new week, a new Full Set Breakfast, and now that little local difficulty of the local elections are out of the way. It's heads down, shoulders to the wheel, nose to the grindstone, sore body, off to the general elections. 31 days for Monday and counting.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Going to the country.
Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thank you so much for your Wi-Fi names. Who could possibly have imagined what a rich seam it was going to be to mine? Some amazing ones. Big Ad says, I had one when I lived in a rough council estate as TV licensing van number 6789. I've never seen so many people not watch TV. And similarly, Tildesley says, I named my router Police Drug Surveillance Unit number 2 to keep the druggies down the street on their toes. This is a good idea. Why did I never think of these things? It's a great. This is the single greatest crime prevention thing you could possibly do. Just rename your Wi-Fi. John says, we've got one called Don't Dead Open Inside. I don't know what that means. Is that from The Walking Dead? Okay, thanks very much. And Mike says that my own hotspot is called Spartacus because the other IT guys once scanned for Wi-Fi and said, so who's Spartacus? Very nice. Now, something that we thought we'd talk about because obviously all the papers today are looking back and celebrating the career, the work of Prince Philip, his service, a long life of service, 95, ladies and gentlemen, 95. I mean, you've got to respect that. And we want your memories, your highlights, really, from the career of Prince Philip, because there's so much to celebrate, isn't there? And we've had some really lovely memories coming through. Alex says, my fondest memory of Prince Philip and his service to the country was when he played the slide whistle on Groove Is in the Heart. Yes, I mean, that was a tremendous piece of work there. Michael says that time he escaped the Big Brother house by climbing over the wall. These are great. Please keep these coming. 87222. Start your text message with the word talk, or you can tweet at Talk Radio. Michael similarly remembers his music. I think that's the thing that everyone remembers him for the most, isn't it? Michael says his saxophone solo on Baker Street. Yes, and he did, of course, host Blockbusters. Who could forget Prince Philip on that? And also the invention of the wind-up radio. So many lovely memories of Prince Philip there. We've got more. I mean, there's so more. Michael says that time he with the pig on the farm on Channel 5. What did he do? No, that wasn't him. I'm pretty sure that wasn't him. But thank you very much. And Grotbags says, I loved that time he welcomed the Inuit tribal leaders to Buck House and went tongues in when they moved in for the nose rub. your memories of Prince Philip, please. On 87222, start your text message with the word talk, or you can tweet at Talk Radio. Now, obviously, the local elections are happening. They happened yesterday, and people are counting. And it's only now, really, that the results are coming in. And in fact, Norfolk, I believe, has just declared a result. So let's cross over to our correspondent there, Cornelius Mendes. Cornelius, how's Norfolk looking?
Hello, Jake. I'm here at the election office in Norfolk.
The election office is.
I don't know what really. Where do these things normally come from?
It's town hall, isn't it? It's usually like the town hall, isn't it?
Yeah. That they've made it into an election office, the town hall. I can't just say town hall.
Just say town hall or election office is good.
I'm here in the election office in the town hall of Norfolk.
Town hall. That would be Norwich, probably, wouldn't it? That would be Norwich.
Yes, Norwich Town Hall.
There we go, good.
Election office. Mm. And
what's the mood like there, Cornelius? In Norwich Town Hall.
Well, there's a sense of voting and democracy. Yeah. A slight sense of apathy coming in from...
Quite strong, I would think.
Some young people here.
Yeah.
But the results are now in. Mm. The Conservatives have gained control of Norfolk County Council.
And that's actually an actual fact, isn't it?
Yes, that is just one of the several facts that you'll hear on Talk Radio today.
Yes, but see if you can tell which bits are facts. Well, thanks very much, Cornelius. Cornelius Mendes there in Norfolk for us with that result that the Conservatives have secured the council. They've taken control of the council there. In the meantime, please keep your memories coming of Prince Philip's career. Some lovely ones come in. Pete says, for a brief time, of course, Prince Philip was the real Slim Shady. That's something that people forget very easily. And Julie says he was very brave when he visited that dog's home and rescued all those puppies from a sudden fire and picked up all their poo. Yes. Incredibly sort of unaffected for the spouse of a monarch, when you think about it. 87222, start your text message with the word talk, or you can tweet at Talk Radio with your fond memories of Prince Philip and all the incredible contributions he's made to this country. Coming up after the break, we're going to be asking what the hell is going on with this Russian columnist, Alisa Titko, who says Manchester is full of fat people and goes on a bit of a homophobic rant. We're going to be talking to Peter Tatchell all about that after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month,
ooh, you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end Monday. DFS.
My dad's workplace is better than your dad's. He's got a spinny chair.
Well, my dad's workplace has DAB Plus radio with Bluetooth, adaptive cruise control, park assist, and he can use his apps through his dashboard display. Ugh. You win.
The Volkswagen Caddy. Upgrade your workplace. Now with up to £1,250 off when you test drive and buy a new Caddy before the end of June. Our dedicated experts are always on hand to help find the right van for your business. Search Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Participating van centres only. Offer applies to retail and small business customers purchasing 1 to 5 eligible vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th September 2017. Subject to availability. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Dave, this is not the way to the ground. Please put the sat-nav on.
Sat-nav? I don't need that. I'm a human compass, me.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
David, I don't think this is Wembley, is it?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M42 heading northbound's got 2 lanes closed and queuing traffic with severe delays at the moment between Junction 5 for Solihull through towards Junction 6 of Birmingham Airport. Congestion through that stretch back as far as 3A for the M40. It's all due to an accident. A1M heading in both directions through South Yorkshire is also queuing due to an earlier police incident in both directions between Junction 36 and 37. Better news for the M6, it has now reopened and traffic seems to be getting back to normal. And the Manchester Metrolink seeing services suspended between Combrook and Ashton-under-Lyme due to an unsafe building at Mosley Street. I'm Andy Broxton.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. 100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So many memories of Prince Philip coming in and his service. So many of them unbroadcastable. But so funny. Thank you very much. Keep them coming. I'll read some out directly. 8722
starting message. With the word
you're
talk.
Back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, and or at Talk Radio.
Start your message or anywhere do you like.
Yes, indeedy. Also, earlier we were talking about cheating on tests. Julie says, I copied chunks of the study guide notes for Bleak House in pencil in the flyleaf. The writing was so small I got cramp doing it.
What's flyleaf?
It's like a leaf, it's just a bit more sharply dressed. It's it's like the sort of page, like, you know.
Is it the bit on the outside of the book?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah.
Well, yeah,
the paper that wraps around the book and the cover.
No, that's called the...
A dust cover.
Dust cover, yeah.
I does still none the wiser as to what a flyleaf
it's
is.
It's like trying to write your own micro dot. Anyway, we need to talk about this article. Which, Manchester is full of fat people, says Lisa Titko. She's a writer for Pravda. In quite a massive homophobic rant as well, she lauded Moscow, saying, "It is such a pleasure there are no gay streets in the Russian capital." We wondered where to turn to talk about this story, but who better than Peter Tatchell? He's a human rights and LGBT campaigner and joins us on the line now. Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings. Did you see this article?
I have seen it, and I'm quite aghast, but I'm afraid it's not untypical in Russia. It's the kind of stuff the media turn out there all the time. It's a really nasty homophobic atmosphere in Russia, I'm afraid.
Well, it's an extraordinary article, isn't it? Because it sort of starts by saying local young women don't mind when fat hangs down from their stomach and body and doesn't fit into their jeans, and then goes into this rant, like sort of, she can't believe that there's a sign saying gay village in Manchester in a certain area and stuff. And I mean, what was she expecting? Do people in Russia not know what the rest of the world is like?
I'm afraid often they don't, because the media there is so tightly controlled nowadays. I mean, most of the independent media has been closed down. There's a handful of small publications like Moscow Times, which of course is in English, not Russian. But beyond that, I'm afraid that virtually all the media is state controlled. And they give a very, very biased, jaundiced view of other countries.
Yeah. Tell us about this gay propaganda law. This is from 2013 in Russia. What's that?
That's right. It's basically the Putin, the Russian president, has decided that it's really handy to have a scapegoat, a group within society that you can demonize and blame for all of society's ills. So just as Adolf Hitler scapegoated and demonized the Jews in the 1930s as the enemy within, Vladimir Putin's doing the same with gay people in Russia. There is anti-Semitism in Russia as well, I've got to say, but gay people have been the main target in recent years. And, you know, as a result, this law was passed in 2013, which forbids the promotion of what they call non-traditional sexual relations, i.e. lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. And if you do anything that presents LGBT issues in a favorable or even objective light, you can be done under this law. So, for example, a young guy was arrested and prosecuted under this law for holding up a sign saying homosexuality is normal. Another person was prosecuted for making a public statement saying that gay people deserve equality.
Crikey.
There have been huge numbers of teachers and university lecturers who have been sacked from their jobs simply because they're lesbian, gay, or bisexual.
Wow.
Not because they're promoted homosexuality, but simply because they're LGB. And the Russian thinking is that these teachers and lecturers will contaminate their pupils. So it plays into this old myth of, you know, gay people as the threat, as a contagion, as a disease, as an infectious sexuality. And I'm afraid to say a shocking number of Russians believe this. But, of course, it's not really their fault because they're not given any other contrary information. You can't put it out. If you do, you'll get arrested too.
They sound a bit scared, don't they?
They do. And, of course, we got to remember that the Russian Orthodox Church is a prime mover in this. Russian Orthodox Church is waging a big campaign against women's rights as well as gay rights, and it is basically in alliance with the state. I think the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, well, it's very strongly rumored, if not perhaps proven, that he is or was a KGB agent, as an agent for the Russian secret police.
Crikey.
And he is a big buddy with Putin, and basically there's a deal going on. The Russian Orthodox Church supports Putin, and Putin supports the Russian Orthodox Church. So they're both against gay people for different, perhaps sometimes different reasons, but, you know, their agenda is the same, to completely crush the LGBT community.
Do you think, I mean, it's sort of, obviously it's terrifying for members of that community at the moment. In a way, is this a rising hysteria? And is it something like going forward in a way, is it, I mean, it seems quite pathetic in a way that they're being so hysterical about it.
Well, you're right. I mean, the homophobic atmosphere has been incited and stirred by the Russian government and by the Orthodox Church. And this has given a green light to ultra-nationalists and neo-Nazis to wage open, violent war on gay people. So there have been many, many violent attacks upon gay bars and clubs, on gay people in the street. They've also developed a technique of using social media to pose as gay, make overtures to a gay person on social media,
right,
and then invite them to meet up for a drink. And when they turn up, they find there's 10 skinheads there, and they strip them naked, pour petrol over them, force them to drink
huge bottles
of wine or vodka, or sometimes even like dangerous chemicals. And then sometimes they post these videos on social media to humiliate and intimidate and terrify other gay people. And hardly any of these people have been convicted. The police, when they're told about these attacks, look the other way in most cases. And hardly any of these assailants have ever been brought to justice.
What do you think about sort of big global cultural events like the World Cup final? That's slated for next year, isn't it? The Moscow's set to host it. Do you think that the international community should be effectively endorsing that?
Well, I think it's really difficult because we don't want to punish athletes. But on the other hand, by giving big prestige sporting or cultural events to Russia, we are sort of helping their propaganda. We're helping to normalize the state.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not just Russia, but China and many other countries are equally guilty of various other forms of human rights abuses. And we should not be colluding with those regimes by giving them the prestige of these big events. There are plenty of other countries much more deserving and much less hostile to human rights.
Well, I mean, what could be more staunchly heterosexual than a lot of men watching other bare-legged men kiss each other in a big field?
Well, exactly, football has always had a homoerotic subtext.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying it's gay, but, the camaraderie of the team, the adoration of the fans, most of whom are men, and, the kissing and hugging when they score goals. I think it's very nice.
I think it's lovely. It's a lovely thing.
It's sweet.
Cornelius, who's also here in the studio,
hi.
He loves watching all of that, don't you?
Yeah, well, weirdly, my brother tomorrow is playing at a tournament at Charlton Athletics Ground called Football versus Homophobia, and he won't tell us which team he's on.
<That's> what do you... I mean, what should we do? What should the international community do, then, to try to combat this?
Well, first of all, let me just reiterate that not all Russian people are homophobic. I've been to Russia 5 times and I've met lots of wonderful Russian people. So this is my criticism is not of the Russian people per se, it's of the Russian state and what it's doing to its own people. And as well as persecuting LGBT people, the Russian state is, propagandizing and brainwashing straight Russians to believe these horrible things. So I can't really blame the Russian people. And of course, we need to remember that many, many great Russians have been gay. I mean, Rudolf Nureyev, the great dancer, Peter Tchaikovsky, the great composer, loads and loads of Russians of great prominence have been gay. And there's huge public denial in Russia about this.
Yeah.
In terms of what we can do, well, I think the most important thing is to publicize what's happening. And of course, let's not forget Chechnya, which is part of the Russian Federation, where these horrendous reports of gay people being rounded up and tortured and in a few cases killed. We need to just publicize it to shame and embarrass the Russian regime. But we also need to think about more targeted sanctions against the leaders who are responsible, not just for anti-gay abuses, but for other human rights abuses. Because let's not forget that dozens and dozens of journalists, lawyers, human rights defenders and others have been murdered in Russia since Putin came to power. And, you know, you can't hold protests in Russia without state permission, and state permission is usually denied.
Yeah.
And if you go ahead and hold a protest, you can be fined the equivalent of 1 year's salary.
Crikey.
That's how punitive and draconian the Russian regime has become. And it's amazing that despite those threats and those severe penalties, people are in Russia protesting still for democracy and human rights.
Incredible courage. We have to leave it there. Peter Tatchell, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Extraordinary story. And it remains to be seen what's going to happen next year with the football there. You have football. You love the football.
I do, yeah. There is a point. I don't agree that Russia or Qatar should have the World Cup because I believe they bought it. Mm. But there is a point with these tournaments that they are above politics of nations.
Uh-huh.
So, and football, if anything, can be used to help spread stuff like that and totally. Maybe fight against it. So it might have a positive impact against these countries. I think, you know, I'm not really sure and I don't really know into it, but there's definitely a way which the World Cup going over there, you know, would help with that because, you know, more gay people might be going to the tournament.
Right. It's going to be hard for them to legitimately arrest a lot of foreign people, perhaps, publicising that plight. Yeah, good point. And it's always fun to see those guys running around in their shiny shorts. Ooh, just the way they all bundle onto each other when one of them scores a goal. It's just lovely. We've still got your memories of Prince Philip's stellar career. Thanks very much. Do keep them coming. Michael says, who can forget? He invented the wind-up radio. I had forgotten that. Jerry says, don't forget that it was Prince Philip who put the ram into Ram-a-lama ding-dong. That's true. Kenny says, my favourite memory of Prince Philip is when he masterminded the gold bullion robbery in the Italian job. Yes. And Dan says, when he punched that dwarf for a laugh at Christmas, but it was actually a child. Please keep those coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet to Talk Radio.
Start your message or any word you like.
Michael liked that time he discovered the Higgs boson. And Kenny also remembers when he hibernated the wrong tortoise on Blue Peter. that's so good. Also, earlier we were asking for your favourite Wi-Fi names and LAN addresses. It turns out there's a lot of funny Wi-Fis out there. IP addresses, I guess, is what we're talking about, right? K-Bear says he found one that said, it burns when IP.
IT burns, yeah.
Classic IT lols. So keep those coming. And I'm so excited because after 2 o'clock, we've got Rebecca Adlington here. She's going to be talking about her career and also what sort of food we should be putting into children. That's all coming up after the news, which is here directly on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
All the latest election news as soon as it breaks on the station that's going to the country.
The British Open Democratic Process.
Talk Radio.
Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton. Out now.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with a new car or van at their sales event between the 28th of April and the 7th of May. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, registered by the 31st of May. At participating retailers from the 28th of April to the 7th of May. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT.
Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling notes, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops it feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag refreshing stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It's 2 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, success for the Tories and ministers consider vehicle scrappage scheme.
Talk Radio.
UKIP leader Paul Nuttall says the party has been a victim of its own success. It's suffered huge losses, losing ground to the Conservatives in England and Wales, while Labour has lost overall control of Glasgow City Council, a stronghold since 1980, with the SNP expected to become the biggest party. Barry Gardner is a member of Jeremy Corbyn's shadow cabinet.
If we want a fairer society, if we want smaller class sizes for our children, if we want a better health service and proper funding for social care, then it's not enough just to have those as our principles. We have to get out on the doorstep and fight for them. And these local election results are a clarion call for us to do exactly that.
Liberal Democrats have lost ground, but say it was a neutral night, while the Green Party's taken a handful of council positions. A scrappage scheme for old and polluting vehicles and more support for local authorities are among proposals to clean up our air. The plans would see funding given to councils for measures such as removing speed bumps or boosting infrastructure for walking, cycling and electric vehicles. The draft's been published after ministers lost a High Court bid to delay it. London Mayor Sadiq Khan describes the ideas as toothless.
The government doesn't understand this is a public health emergency. The government doesn't understand the economic cost we're paying because of this. The government doesn't understand that there are children with underdeveloped lungs, people suffering stroke and dementia, and they need to get a grip, and this goes nowhere near addressing the issues and challenges we face.
North Korea has accused the CIA and South Korea of a plot to kill Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang claims they bribed one of its citizens to use biochemical substances to assassinate its leader in public. A married policeman exposed as a paedophile in online chat rooms has been jailed for 3.5 years. 29-year-old Nicholas Poole didn't realise he was messaging an undercover officer who was posing as a 12-year-old girl. He was arrested in December 2016. The father of one was dismissed by Cumbria Constabulary in February after pleading guilty. And old paper fivers will lose their status as legal tender at the end of today after being replaced by new plastic notes. Around 150 million of the old ones are still in circulation.
Crikles. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How do they know they're still out and about?
They cashed out last night at the Bank of England. You know, because they have to, if it doesn't reckon,
at the end of every day,
they have to cash out at the Bank of England, don't they, every night?
There's
and then
a
if they're short, it comes out of their wages. So it was like 1.6 billion yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, and it all come out of their wages, didn't it? That's true.
They probably didn't notice, though,
yeah,
did they?
Brooke is with us. Hate the way of all of them going in.
Am I right?
Wow.
Thanks. Should we do the weather then?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, then.
Radio National Weather.
Dry for most of the country with long spells of sunshine in the north. Further south, it's a bit more cloudy. Highs of 17 degrees.
Blue skies outside at the moment.
It was dull earlier. And also, there are other bits of the south apart from London.
No, there aren't.
Not in the media. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, let's be realistic.
Dare I suggest that?
Well, you know, you say that, don't you? I mean, you say that, and you're right.
Thanks.
Although we are going to Windsor and Maidenhead for all over Datchet in 3/4 of an hour time.
Interesting.
It is interesting, that's right, Victoria. So the party line, good girl. Right, we got bonus news, of course, in an hour and a half. How's that coming along? It's minerals today.
I haven't started. I will do it.
Wow. Just wow. Okay, thank you very much. Let's have the spout!
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Sunderland boss David Moyes admits it's possible Jermaine Defoe will leave in the summer, with several potential suitors waiting in the wings. It's revealed the England striker has a relegation release clause in his contract. Moyes also confirmed he will be in charge at the Stadium of Light next season, with his side preparing for life in the Sky Bet Championship. Tottenham will close in on Premier League leaders Chelsea this evening if they can beat West Ham at the London Stadium. The Blues don't play until Monday when they host Middlesbrough. Spurs could end the evening just a single point behind their London rivals. Seamus Coleman signed a new 5-year contract at Everton. The Republic of Ireland fullback's currently recovering from a double leg break and has described his new deal as a massive boost. On to cricket, England are chasing 127 in the first of a 2-game Royal London ODI series with Ireland. The visitors were all out for just 126 in 33 overs in Bristol. And in today's IPL commentary match over on TalkSport 2, Tamal Mills' Royal Challengers Bangalore face Kings 11 Punjab. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. Jay Yab in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
I swear I pressed the button. There we go. It wasn't me that time, thank God. Professional all the way through. It's Jacob in for John Holmes all this week. And we still got your memories of Prince Philip's incredible service. Your favourite memories from his career. James in Oxford texted to say, good afternoon. Fond memories of the Duke of Edinburgh quiz night Mondays and happy hour Fridays, 9 till 10 p.m. Yes, that was good. And Hedy says, I'm so proud of the way Prince Philip works the spitting image doll of his wife since the real Queen disappeared in 1969. Yes, who could forget that? Thank you very much for those memories. Keep them coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yes, indeedy. Now, I'm so excited. Because we've got a proper, like, bona fide, amazing celebrity guest, Rebecca Adlington, in the studio with us. Hi.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. It's lovely to meet you. And what are you doing? I mean, because you've retired, right, from swimming.
Yes, I have, yes.
Do you still swim? Like, do you bother?
Yeah. No, I still swim once a week. I'm part of like a swim fit program thing. So I go once a week and then I take my daughter swimming as well. So I'm still very much getting the pool.
So you're in a program. Is that with other people?
Yeah.
Imagine
turning up. Do they just give up?
Swim fit and then Rebecca Adlington's there.
No. It's nice. There's only like, it's not too big or anything like that. And everyone just cracks on and everyone's there for different reasons. Some people are doing challenges and whatever. I'm just there to keep fit. So they're not threatened by me. Don't worry.
Do you ever have to curb your wash? I mean, you must plough such a furrow through the water compared to
the rest of
it. I
don't anymore. I've been retired 5 years.
That's like, look at Prince Philip.
Yeah, but swimming's very different. You lose your fitness very quick. And I've had a baby in that time as well. So, it's not. Yeah, you lose your fitness very easily in swimming.
Is it hard to adjust? Because you must have had to have been really regimented when you were training as a swimmer. And then to let go. Or was it just like sinking into a warm bath after the longest day of work of your life?
It was like if you ate the same breakfast every day for 15 years.
Right.
Like, you get a bit sick of it. You're ready for a change sort of thing. So I loved it, but I was ready for that change. And I love the fact that I'm still very much involved in swimming, but I don't have to do the 4:30 a.m. starts and dive into a couple.
You might as well have done a breakfast show. Why would you, why would you even do that? We should talk a bit about this food thing that you're working on at the moment. This is Eat Better, Do Better.
Yes.
Which is about children's fibre intake. Is that right?
Yes.
I got a better title.
Go on then.
It must have been knocked around the office, surely. You're talking about dietary fibre. Eat better.
I know where that's going.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't make me say it. Are children not eating enough fibre? Is that...
No, so recent findings have shown that, unfortunately, people, in adults as well, not just kids, are getting 53% less than the daily requirement of fibre.
Crikey.
It's a huge amount of fibre, and fibre is so good for your digestive system, of course, but it also prevents things like heart disease and type 2 diabetes, bowel cancer, like long-term health problems yeah. that are serious. So I've teamed up with Jaffa and they're working with the Children's Food Trust. So just try and educate kids. I think most kids and adults, come on, we all know that fruit and veg are good for us, but yeah. they're still not eating their five a day. It's still
well,
not happening.
See, I eat fruit pastels. no, is it? I'm sort of surprised this is still a thing, right?
It is.
By now that everybody knows that, don't they? Like, aren't we all doing that?
No. I think people do. Like, they did some research as well that the kids knew that healthy eating meant fruit and veg and a balanced diet, but they're just not putting that into practice. I think it's so much easier to have, like, all this, the packets of stuff and the stuff that's easier in the right. supermarkets. Instead of picking up a whole Easy Peeler orange, for instance, they pick up a packet of something.
Yeah, it was a good top of your head instance there.
Yeah. So it's just just easier, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I here's how I get my fibre. I buy a pineapple and I eat the rind and the core and then I discard the flesh. What do you think?
Really?
It's hard to get it down, but I get there. Yeah. Because these ready meals and stuff then for kids, because there's lots of things in there. It's all packaged in this kind of, hey, no nasties, we're so great.
Yeah.
Packaging and stuff. Is it not that great?
It is great and it is good to have it. But unfortunately, like, say there is always the discussion on juicing because everyone's into juicing.
But then
you talk about like blending and juicing and the fiber and everything. There's so yeah. much around it that I think once you cut into the fruit, you lose some nutrients. Right. When you juice it, you lose a bit of the fiber.
Right.
And it's the fiber that you really, really yeah. need. And obviously...
So you should be eating that stuff that collects in the back of your juicer.
Yeah.
That's the fiber. Sawdust. Fiber's that's what you
like,
want, right?
Yeah, fiber is what gives it the texture. But it is also really good for you. Mm. So I'm not saying you should never juice, but a couple of days a week, you know what I mean? Pick up a whole fruit. What's wrong with a whole fruit?
I know, right?
Eat the whole fruit, guys.
Well, there's a lot of people, they go for the smoothies, and presumably that's yes. better because you're blending everything up rather than extracting juice.
If you're making your own fresh, great, yeah. but it does lose its nutrients if you're buying the packets. And they do shove a few things in there to keep it fresh and everything, and the nutrients yeah. aren't kind of yeah. always the same. So it's just important. We're just simply saying, pick up a whole fruit and eat it.
Do you want to know my top tip for making a smoothie?
Go on.
Because like spinach, people often have spinach in their smoothie, don't they?
Yeah.
If you leave it in the fridge long enough, you don't even need to blend it. You can just drink it out of the bottom of the bag.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, it does go like that, doesn't it? Yeah, it does go horrid.
Because I have this thing where like my kid is vegan.
Really?
So, well, we're
vegan.
Only
three?
Yeah, he's three. But this is the thing. People look at me like that and they kind of go, oh. Are you going to, like, make your kid vegan? I'm like, no, we make him drink blood just to be more like you, you know, sometimes. So we're quite lucky, but it is hard. It's hard getting that stuff into kids, isn't it?
Massively. I literally have to bribe my child with Peppa Pig very often.
Oh,
but to be fair, fruit, she's fine with, and she loves it. And because she's so independent, she loves doing, she loves being able to eat it herself and do all that sort of stuff. She loves it. Whereas vegetables, she's like, no, I don't want that. So I'm like, Peppa Pig's goes on. That is how she talks. I'm like, Peppa Pig's going off unless you eat it. And it is a challenge. She is a fussy eater. Some parents have the dream, don't they, where their kids eat everything.
I don't think they do. I don't think
some
they do.
No.
I don't know. Come on. Whoever told you that, they are A, middle class, and B, lying.
So many parents say to me that they're like, yeah, my child just eats everything. She just won't stop eating. And I'm like,
she's starving to death.
I have the fussiest child, but it'll get easier. Persistence is key, guys. So I just persist, and one day she will eat that vegetables for me, I'm sure.
I feel like I'm slightly seeing a weird rebound. I think generally this message is obviously the right message. I mean, incontestably, it's the right message. I think there's a very few people who think they're quite enlightened about nutrition with their kids, and they're like, I will not give my child processed sugar, I will not give my child any fat, I will not, and they're actually almost overdoing it with their kids.
Yeah.
And their kids are hungry, because like a child, like a toddler is supposed to have the same calories as an adult woman. Is that right? It's something like that.
I think it's one of those things that kids burn off so much energy. My daughter never stops. I don't know about your kids, but literally never stops. So
do you sit there and watch her and go, that's my life force you're just burning up once in the air. That's all my energy you're just squandering on the sofa. Do you?
Makes me tired. I literally have started going to bed when she does. I'm that tired. And you're just like, oh, this is my life now. I'm a parent. But it's fine.
What time's she getting up now?
She's very good. She gets up at 7.
What?
I know. Sorry, guys. Don't hate me.
Well, look, you did a lifetime of 4:30 starts. It's like you paid.
Yeah.
You earned that.
No, she doesn't really nap anymore, though. She's not really good at napping in the day. No. So she does have a solid night's sleep, which is good. But yeah, kids are just like, they ask you so many things. They're into everything, aren't they? So much energy.
Yeah.
They keep you on your toes.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Let's talk about you and stuff. Because you're now an official pundit, aren't you? You do punditry.
I do, yes.
And I wanted to know, do they send you to pundit school?
No.
You never have? There's no.
Maybe
sort of...
I need to set this up.
Oh, are you kidding? The Rebecca Adlington Punditry School.
That'd be amazing.
Because you set up a swimming thing, haven't you? What's the swimming thing?
Yes. So I've set up my own learned swim program, which I did after London, which teaches kids how to swim. So we have over 10,000 kids on our program learning to swim each week.
That must be an amazing
thing. Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Like, and I definitely mean this. I'm not saying I'll give my medals away, but teaching kids how to swim is very... more satisfying than winning an Olympic medal. And just because they're being safe, they're happy, they're confident, everything, it means the world to me.
Do you get quite emotional when you see a kid for the first time go, oh, I get it?
I more get emotional when I've seen a child that's petrified, and I mean like screaming, clinging onto their parent, won't let go. You come back in a few weeks and they're happy, smiling and loving being in the water. Yeah. That I love the most, because they've overcome a fear, and that's a huge thing, because not many people overcome fears.
And how do they do that? How do you do that?
A time.
Just push them in.
Nah, you don't do that.
Tough love from Cornelius there.
It's just about like getting them to watch a lesson. You know what I mean? Next lesson, just sit on the side, put your toes in the water.
Yeah.
Toys are fantastic. Distract a kid. Like you say to a kid, oh, put your face in the water. No, I don't want to. Throw a sinker and a toy in. They'll jump right down and get it. You're like, toys, yes.
I actually had that the other day. It was my... I took my little boy to a new school, and he was like really shy. He's like, no, I can't. He was on his mum, like, I can't. And we were saying, hey, these cars look cool, these toy cars. And he's kind of go, no, I can't. And then just this one eye would just peep out of like, no, I can't. Oh, always works, doesn't it?
Always.
Toys
and
bribes, I guess that's the that's the lesson.
That's our parenting top tips.
I think that's good advice. I think that's great advice. Well, it's been really lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about Eat Better, Do Better.
Great title.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, throw it around, see what comes up. Thank you. It's been an absolute delight
to meet
you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Rebecca Adlington. You're listening to Talk Radio, coming up, we're going to be talking about the leaders of all the political parties, where they are in the country. We'll be sticking some pins in some maps, not effigies, 100% guaranteed. All right, here it comes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The spin, the soapboxing, the swing.
But how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
The alternative rich list on Talk Radio with the Sunday Times. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness. Where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the alternative rich list with the Sunday Times. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Oh, there you are. Mrs. Wren says that all Wren kitchens are currently half price. Really, Mrs. Wren? Half price? And VAT free? Are you pulling my leg? And you can get a Neff dishwasher for just £179 when you buy 5 or more units. This sounds like fake news to me. Apparently not. It's a genuine offer. Fly down to your nearest branch of Wren Kitchens.
Hey, Lego Batman. Did you know that you can join Sky TV from £22 a month and enjoy big screen drama exclusively on Sky Atlantic?
Go on, I'm listening.
And you'll still get all your Freeview favourites.
Oh, I love it. Keep going.
What's more, new and existing Sky TV customers can also add the UK's lowest price fibre for £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental. And the total setup fee is £39.95.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
It is, isn't it? Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. Lowest price over 18 months. New 18-month contract. Sky Fibre areas only. 25 gig usage cap. Terms apply.
Van Buster, now on. Pulse Crete, 20 kilograms, just £3.42 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only.
Trade Point! You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Cars Convenient Deliver and Collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europe Car, including £1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europe Car, moving your way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M42 heading northbound is queuing with long delays at the moment between Junction 5 for Solihull through towards Junction 6 for Birmingham Airport. It's all due to an accident involving a car and a lorry, but congestion at the moment is far as Junction 3A, that's the M40. The M6 heading northbound through Cheshire is also blocked on one lane with queuing traffic due to a broken down vehicle between 18 for Middlewich through towards 19 at Knutsford. And the A1M heading northbound through South Yorkshire has also got one lane closed with queuing traffic due to a police incident around Junction 36 for Marr. I'm Andy Broxton.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and... or... and at your local transit show live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford. Go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only, exclude Ranger XL and XLT models.
The Unexplained. Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
Among the things you can hear on The Unexplained this Sunday with me, Howard Hughes, we'll be talking to the professor who says that he's cracked the mathematics of time travel.
This is heavy duty, Doc. This is great.
We'll be hearing about a weird creature seen in the River Thames. Plus, we'll be talking to the animals. There'll be a lot more on the night, too. Of course, if you are a time traveler, you'll have heard the show already.
Explained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes, on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
There we go. I had it up. Did you have it up, Chloe? I had it up. I just had a man between my legs. It's weird.
You should qualify that.
It was. I just had a man between my legs. It was weird, and I liked it.
No.
It? Oh, right. Oh, it was an engineer. It was an engineer
in the studio.
Yeah.
Everything's fine though.
Everything's absolutely.
Don't worry,
Mummy
guys.
And Daddy still love each other. Wasn't it nice meeting Rebecca Adlington?
She was really nice.
She was so lovely. In the meantime, though, we do have to smash through your memories of Prince Philip. We've been asking for your fondest memories of his service. He, of course, has announced his retirement from service. It's going to happen at the end of the summer. Adam says, my best memory is when he became a judo master and he can now make the best bagels in the world. Yes, I remember that as well. Completely. 100% Lord Sugar. Also, Guy says, do you remember when he defied gravity? Oh, yeah. Michael says, his years as Beyonce's body double. His long and illustrious porn career. That time Prince Philip skydived from the edge of space. Who could forget those things? Apparently, according to Michael, his spaghetti bolognese is to die for. And his breath smells of damp cardboard. Julie's fondest memory is when he had full-on prosthetics to resemble Noddy Holder as part of an Anton Deck prank. And he got gunged. That was a good one. Michael remembers his work with Rock Against Racism. Yes, I remember that one too. That was a good one. And Gaz says, I will never forget the moment he abseiled onto Wembley Stadium stage, joining Status Quo at the start of Band Aid. Yes! And Stephen says, who could ever forget Prince Philip when he starred in the Confessions films in the 1970s? Shocking! Julie says, letting small children ride on him on Blackpool Beach when the donkey had his lunch break. That was a nice memory. Your memories of Prince Philip? Darren says, he split the atom with his bare hands! And Pete says, I'll never forget queuing to buy his seminal jazz funk album, Tzatziki's The Way I Like It. Thank you very much. Keep those coming, will you? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with... We'll go for hashtag memories of Prince Philip.
See I think we should.
See if we can get it
Let's
trending.
Let's get it trending, guys! Guys! We could actually do so. We could get something going here, guys.
There's so many have come in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, you're absolutely no. Now we're not sure if you've heard, but this June on the 8th of June, precisely. If it's great, we might spin it on for another 2 days or so. In the UK, there's going to be general election. What that means, of course, is that the major party leaders have hit the ground running, quite literally taking to the roads on the campaign trail. And, well, we've got some great news, which is that right here in this slot, the John Holmes Show. I'm Jay Yap, obviously, I'm in for John Holmes. But we're going to be keeping track of the party leaders and keeping you up to date on what they're up to. From voter-leader confrontations to ill-advised stones with policies etched into them, we're going to keep you up to date as we... Follow me!
Not yet. No,
it was then. It was then.
Oh,
yeah. Obviously, you don't know the Soca Brothers like I do.
The Soca Boys. All right. The Soca Brothers, they're
whatever.
The tribute
app. So, all today, the results from yesterday's local elections are trickling in like gravy down the thigh of a trucker. I don't know what I'm talking about. Due to those very elections, of course, yesterday, we couldn't update you on the party leaders. So here's what they've been up to in the past couple of days. A couple of days ago, Theresa May visited the Queen to dissolve Parliament, and then she drove back to 10 Downing Street to accuse the EU of this.
Threats against Britain have been issued by European politicians and officials. All of these acts have been deliberately timed to affect the result of the general election that will take place on the 8th of June.
Jeremy Corbyn is heading up north for the results of the mayoral elections in Manchester and Merseyside. He's accused Mrs. May of playing party politics with the future of the country.
The risk to this country is a government that sets up megaphone diplomacy ahead of serious negotiations, that threatens to walk away from those talks if they don't go their way. Our view is you work with people. You don't threaten at the start.
Now, it says here, time...
Oh, sorry.
But I don't think that's right.
Sorry, that's
Time Farron will be in Cambridge today.
Tim Farron.
Will be in Cambridge today. A couple of days ago, he was accosted by a Brexit voter. Here's how that went down.
Absolute rubbish. You come out with this all the time, Mr. Farron.
Come on.
And you are an absolute disgrace.
Nice to talk to you. That would never have happened to Theresa May, because she doesn't talk to anybody normal. He is a regular human being with an opinion, and I respect him.
Don't do it. We're not Corbyn.
No news yet on when or if Paul Nuttall will be about today. He hasn't had... I mean, it's not been a great result for UKIP in these elections. That's fair to say, I think.
Yes.
Or maybe he's opted for a duvet day. He has been worried, though, about what the government will be paying to the EU.
As far as UKIP is concerned, we should not be paying anything at all. We believe the Prime Minister must make it clear to the Eurocrats that she is prepared to walk away. Because if she does not, they will walk all over her.
And I will conclude the sentence. It's just weird having that inflection held up in midair, isn't it? Wabba-dooby-day. Wabba-dooby-doo. Well, that concludes our roundup for today. But on Monday, we will, of course, once more be playing... Just love them Soca Brothers. What? Well, that's fun.
The Soca
absolutely
Boys.
Bang on. Bang on. We've been asking for your memories of Prince Philip's illustrious career, and we've had so many. Really appreciate all of these that have come in. Julie says, do you remember that time when everyone thought there was a low-flying helicopter, but it was his, I don't know who that is. Prepare to dump if this is inappropriate, but I don't think it will be. Cadet Mahoney impression. I don't know who that is. I'm sure it's fine. There we go, Police Academy, fine. Michael remembers his spell as the drummer in The Fall. Also remembers Prince Philip's gag reflex and his ability to fire ping pong balls across the room. Yes, he was very, very good at that. He was a dead shot with those little click-clack things. You know, Good. Keep those coming, 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Starting message with hashtag memories of Prince Philip.
Yes, please, let's get it trending because I think it's going to happen. I think we're going to go possibly global with this. The time is 2:30. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
As counting in local elections continues, Labour's Steve Rotherham has been elected the Mayor of Liverpool Region. Across England and Wales, the Conservatives have made major gains, mainly at the expense of UKIP. In Scotland, Labour has lost overall control in Glasgow. Liberal Democrat former Business Secretary Sir Vince Cable says the night was neutral for them.
Well, I think it's important that we've held our ground. We've increased our vote share in areas where we would expect to win seats at the general election, like Cheltenham and Eastleigh and Wells in Somerset. We've done exceptionally well.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan has described the government's plans to reduce air pollution as toothless. Measures include a scrappage scheme for older vehicles and funding for councils to improve infrastructure for walking and cycling. A paedophile policeman has been jailed for 3.5 years. 29-year-old Nicholas Poole was caught out by an undercover officer who was pretending to be a 12-year-old who was dismissed from the Cumbria Force after pleading guilty. Ambulance crews say a man has suffered life-threatening injuries in a helicopter crash in Buckinghamshire. He's been taken to hospital along with two other men who were injured. And as many as 26,000 Debenhams Flowers customers have had their data accessed or stolen. The retailer says it's been hit by a cyber attack and has contacted anyone who's affected. The weather dry for much of the country, long spells of sunshine in the north. A bit cloudier further south with highs of 17 degrees. There's more in 30 minutes.
Thanks very much indeed, Victoria. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you, Jake.
Yeah, do you want to do the weather?
I've done it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was that bit interesting. That was
a bit nice.
Well, I was going, I should put my headphones back on. It sounds like she's finishing. But I wasn't, you know. There's a lot going on. You know, you can't imagine. We're literally trending on Twitter with memories of Prince Philip. So, you know, it's hard. I mean, just trending on my desktop, but, you know, it's still trending.
I wondered where you were referring to.
Yeah, in 1 hour's time, of course, we've got your bonus news.
That's right.
Because your bulletins have been reduced in size, but your pay packet has remained as bulging as ever.
Well, it's not really bulging, but it's the same.
And we keep you on a strict rotation, don't we, of animal, vegetable and mineral news.
That's right.
Minerals, your favourite, of course, today.
It's not my favourite, but it's happening.
Your 100% favourite. Have you tried the chocolate yet?
No. I'm saving it.
Will you try it during the bonus news?
During the bonus news?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, fine. Yeah, I will be. Thank you for bringing it in. I'm very appreciative.
Not at all. Thank you for allowing yourself to be coerced on air. I apologise for that. Victoria Bourne, there. We'll have more from her in 30 minutes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Election Countdown with Paul Ross on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's me, Paul Ross, talking a load of old ballot. In the run-up to the general election, I'm with you every Sunday from 11 till 3, so join me and we'll talk about what a week that was.
Plus, look ahead to the big stories set to hit the headlines in the coming days. From Brexit to the budget, immigration to education. Better call Paul and get your voice heard. Election Countdown with Paul Ross, this Sunday morning from 11 on your election station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Quite incredible, the number of memories of Prince Philip coming through. Thank you so much for them. And keep them coming. 87222, start your text message with the word talk, or you can tweet at Talk Radio or at Jake Yap. Hi, I'm Jake Yap. I'm in for John Holmes Monday and Tuesday of next week, as well as today. And people have said their memories of Prince Philip. Well, his record-breaking round-the-world swim, that's one. His bond. And Michael says, the Balearic years. It's all the lyrics. Mike says his 5-wicket haul in the first Cricket World Cup is one of my favourite spells of bowling. Gosh, yes, me too. Who could forget that? Your memories of Prince Philip, please, still most welcome. In the meantime, we are, of course, getting all of the election results. Lots of local elections happened yesterday and mayoral elections too. Let's go over now to Liverpool, where our special correspondent Cornelius Mendes has got the latest. Cornelius, are you there?
Hello, Jake. Yes, I'm here at the election office in Liverpool.
Can you hear? Yes, I said.
You can hear the counting going.
I can hear you fully authentically there. In Liverpool.
This is in the election office. Yeah, the Cavern Club we're in. We're in the Cavern Club.
Oh, my God. Good. I'm John Holmes. What's the result?
There's news, Jake.
Yeah, what's the news?
We have the Liverpool Metro Mayor. I don't know whether he's Metro in the sense of being from a town or whether, you know, he just wears sort of lighter colours.
Or perhaps it's his favourite paper, you know?
Maybe. But Labour's Steve Rotherham has been elected, Roger Ramjet. The Metro Mayor of Liverpool, the first one.
Gosh!
So there we go. That's Stephen Liverpool, the Mayor of Rotherham.
Well, that's incredible. Thank you very much indeed, Cornelius Mendes there in Liverpool, calming himself down with that news of the new Labour Mayor. We will, of course, keep you posted on that as it all develops, unfurls and crawls to a grinding halt to the interest of no one at all. We've still got so many memories of Prince Philip. It's quite extraordinary. David says, who could forget the Duke of Edinburgh and the Grumbleweeds performing Lady Gaga's Poker Face as part of the London 2012 opening ceremony? Yeah, I remember that. Michael says, do you remember when he played Paul on the Wonder Years? And Lee says, do you remember when he didn't have sex with a... No, that's not... Well, he didn't. And Charlie says, do you remember that time you played the legend slot on the pyramid stage at Glastonbury and finished with a Bowie cover? God. Almost better than the original, arguably. I know that's heresy, but...
I was at that Glastonbury.
Were you?
Yeah, I got to see a secret set on the park stage.
No!
Yeah, it was so good. Just him, a guitar, and one glove.
Yeah, that's good.
It's fantastic. And they didn't show that on the telly as well, so it felt like a real moment.
I didn't even know if that was actually real, if that had actually happened or not. But
yeah, I was there. I witnessed it.
Wow, dude. I'm very jealous. Sycamore says, I can remember being at a carriage racing meeting near Barnard Castle in the early 80s. A Danish visitor was persuaded to ask him the time, and what happened next was a surprise. Yeah, that was a good one. And Bobson says, do you remember that time when Prince Philip roundhouse kicked a nun in the face? I don't remember that one. And Zena simply says, that time he did a whoopsie on the carpet. Thanks very much indeed for those. Keep them coming. You can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or indeed, you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with hashtag.
Hashtag. Memories of
Prince Philip.
Thank you very much indeed. In fact, Dave says, I remember meeting him when I did my Duke of Edinburgh Award. He showed me how to roll a cigarette properly. Some guy. No, I can't read Andrew's one.
That's how he got the job, didn't he?
Yeah.
No
one could roll one like Prince Philip.
No, he did the Duke of Edinburgh Award, didn't he? And that's the prize if you get it. He was the first one to do it.
Oh, what?
So he did his Duke of Edinburgh Platinum, which you're not allowed
to
do.
Only one to roll fags.
Yeah, well, that's part of it.
I see. Yeah. So it's orienteering and rolling fags.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Wonderful memories there. Thank you so much for all of those. It's been really great. I had some newspaper articles to talk about, but literally...
Your paper's gone.
Yeah, all over here.
Oh, dear.
That was Matt Blom, who we also fondly remember. Matt Blom.
Fondly?
Fondly. Don't you remember him fondly?
No.
Do you not?
I remember him as a colleague.
And a wonderful... He's our producer. I'm sorry, we're just a bit cut up. He's leaving us. He's a producer here at Talk Radio, and we've named our printer after him. We're still soliciting your Wi-Fi names. In fact, I've got a list of Wi-Fi names here.
Have you?
Yeah. Apparently, there's like loads of very funny Wi-Fi names. Would you like to hear some?
Yes, okay, please.
Then. I'll tell you some. Lan of Milk and Honey. I think we had that one. Do we have that one?
I said Lan of Hope and Glory earlier.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
Which is the same sort of syllables.
Someone also has said, Ruta, I hardly knew her.
No.
That's another good one. Drop It Like It's Hot Spot. These are good, man. Network Not Found, that's a good one. And the Wireless G Spot. Actually, because there are different kinds of Wi-Fi, aren't there? And there is a G. There is a G. There's a G one. There's a G spot.
What about, would Fiber Optimus Prime be one?
No.
Okay.
All your bandwidth are belong to us. You won't know what that means.
I don't get that. No, is that a Star Trek thing? That sounds Star Trek.
No, see, that's the amazing thing, is that that's a bit of internet. That there's a whole generation they don't even know.
I know what bandwidth means.
No. There was the first ever, really, viral sensation.
Yeah.
Was a thing called All Your Bass Are Belong to Us.
Isn't that a Meghan Trainor song?
Quite possibly. But the point is, that was an internet thing. Like in 1990, I'm going to say four, maybe.
What, people were emailing it to each other.
Yeah, they thought it was the funniest thing.
I don't understand
gonna find
it.
I'm going to find it, man.
All your bandwidth.
All your bass are belong to us.
What's so funny about it? What's the appeal? I don't understand where I should be getting pleasure from that.
What basically happened was it was like a cutscene in a game, like a shonky old video game.
Okay.
Right? And it was done like a parody of a bad translation into English.
Okay.
You see, so it was like a Japanese game badly translated into English. So yep. It said things like, all your bass are belong to us. And then it went into this sort of techno kind of thrashy thing. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah, if you've got it.
Yeah, here you go. War was beginning.
Someone set up us the bomb.
Someone set up us the bomb.
We get signal. Main screen turn on.
It's you.
How are you, gentlemen? All your base are belong to us.
Incredible that this means nothing to you, does it?
No.
What you say?
You have no.
Everybody watched this like 4,000 times.
Well, I always thought the first ever video viral was the evolution of dance. I thought,
no,
as far as I was aware, that was the first video ever uploaded to the internet.
No, this was... And then people started photoshopping the phrase, all your bass are belong to us.
Okay.
It was like the first thing that everybody photoshopped.
All your bass are belong to us.
And then it's just a slideshow of people photoshopping the phrase, all your bass are belong to us, onto placards and demonstrations or shop fronts or fortune cookies or whatever.
Okay.
You're like, okay, I've heard enough. This means nothing to me. I hate your generation and their culture.
I just want to watch the evolution of dance now.
You can do that.
I'm going to do that during the break.
You teach me back. How about that?
Okay.
After the break, we're off to Windsor and Maidenhead, which is about as close as you can get to Datchet. Am I right? Are we actually doing Datchet? This is our local news feature where we cover events in the local area and we call it All Over Datchet, although we've never been to Datchet. I have a feeling we're going to cover Datchet today. That's after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud 9 and Automaton. out now.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end Monday. DFS.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind: to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 heading northbound is queuing at the moment due to an earlier broken down vehicle between junction 18 for Middlewich through towards 19 for Knutsford. Congestion there though as far as the junction 16 as well for Crewe. All lanes reopened but travel time still taking around about 40 minutes. A1M heading northbound through South Yorkshire as well. That's queuing and long delays to be found there. Anywhere really between junction 36 and 37 for Mar. You're going to find congestion back as far as junction 34 as well, so expect delays around there. And the Manchester Metrolink is suspended between Coimbrook and Ashton-under-Lyme due to an unsafe building. I'm Andy Broxton.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and... or... and at your local Transit Show Live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford. Go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only. Excludes Ranger XL and XLT models.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. All your
days, you are Dale says, oh, geez, Cornelius is making me feel old. Hashtag badger,
yeah, well,
hashtag
you know
badger,
what? You are old. I'm kidding.
No, well said. I think that's fair. We are all old.
You are old.
We're all old. We're all old.
It's not me making you feel old. It's you okay. Are just
that's
old.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm kidding. He actually looks quite young on
I think
his,
you're right.
Picture.
I think you're right to push back. Okay? I think it's important that we... I think it's important that we represent the young people, you know? Because I think they're the future. Still
don't
got
know,
some...
it makes it sound a bit like student radio to me.
Oh, I hate student radio. It sounds unproduced, if you ask me. What do you think?
I it's prefer... the...
yeah?
I prefer LBC at 6pm on Saturday.
6pm on Saturday? Mm. Yeah, who is that at 6pm on Saturday on LBC?
Good question.
Yeah, let's I wonder what their Twitter account looks like right now. That would be fascinating to find
Beverly
out.
Beverly Turner. Can't
Beverly
say I've
Turner.
Heard of her.
No. She's famous because she was married to someone famous, is that right?
That's oh,
always,
yeah, yeah.
That's
James
always a
Cracknell.
Really important
yeah,
life
yeah.
skill, isn't it? Yeah. That's a great life skill. Thanks very much for your memories of Prince Philip. Still coming in, hashtag memories of Prince Philip and his career, of course. There's a nice one here, which was... From Margaret Windsor, from Windsor, who says, I remember when Prince Philip saved two pandas trapped down a well. Then he pulled out his gun, lined them both up and blasted them with one bullet through the panda brains. Yes, that was a nice, that was a lovely moment, wasn't it? And Gary says, do you remember when Prince Philip was a judge on The X Factor and had a love-hate relationship with Rylan Clark? I wonder what he makes of Rylan. Now, there's a question. And Bunny G says, I remember when Paul Nuttall crossed the ball to Prince Philip, enabling him to score his hat-trick in the 1966 World Cup final. Oh, that was... I mean, that...
He does look like the guy who was held aloft on the shoulders.
I don't know anything about Paul. Even I know that you're absolutely right there. You're absolutely right. Please keep your memories of Prince Philip coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or hashtag
memories of Prince Philip.
There we go. I've really enjoyed this. Adam says, who could forget when he was elevated in a glass box by Tower Bridge for 40 days and lived off eating David Blaine? So much blood. It was incredible. Anyway, this is a feature that we've been doing for some time. It's called All Over Datchet, where we throw a spotlight on a region of the UK that doesn't necessarily always make the headlines. It's not Westminster, basically. We've done Cornwall, we've done Scotland, we've done the wilds of Norfolk. But what we've never done is anywhere near Datchet itself, in a slot that we call... All Over Datchet on Talk Radio. And I believe that we're actually finally, prodigally, coming home. It's time to talk to Francis Batt. He's a reporter for the Royal Borough Observer in Windsor and Maidenhead. Hello there.
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. Am I right in thinking that you cover Datchet?
We do.
Yeah. You are all over Datchet! That's the moment!
We actually cover it.
Amazing. All these weeks we've been saying all over Datchet. Would you consider retitling your publication in our honour?
Well, we could consider it.
All over Datchet.
There's been enough things happening in Datchet. A lot of them horrible recently. So
oh, really? Oh,
horrible,
dear.
I won't go into the horrible crime things that have been happening because that's rather nasty, and I think we're trying to be jolly, aren't we?
Well, we're trying.
Yeah. We try. I mean, it doesn't matter. We fail regularly, so don't be too worried. So, tell us about the patch, though. So there's Datchet, obviously, which we know and love so well. But what else do you cover? Do you cover, like, Windsor as in Royal Windsor, as in, like, the castle and that?
Yeah, we do. So we were very interested yesterday in Prince Philip's announcement, which you've just been talking about.
Yeah.
And in fact, we reminded us that he made a recent appearance only about a month ago, just up the road from Datchet in the Home Park, when he attended the opening of a new pavilion, Windsor Forest Bowman's Archery Club.
Oh, really?
It was about a month ago, and he was totally on form. He asked one of the ladies in the archery club if she'd shot anybody recently. He saw a picture of himself on the wall of the new pavilion and made lots of jokes about, good God, look at that, is that me? I mean, he was really on form. Everybody loved it, obviously. He was, you know, making jokes and probably the wrong sort of jokes, asking a lady archer if she'd shot anybody, but everybody just loved it. He was just being himself so totally.
Well,
you know, he was just, you know, no sign of any frailty or anything. Yeah. He marched about and, you know, I've never seen anyone look so well. So he certainly hasn't got any health problems.
No, who could forget that 2 week stint he did at the O2 Arena? I mean, it was incredible. He set the place on fire. So you've got... Yes, literally. I don't know what that was all about. So some other stories here, let's do the serious one about this landlady who's lost her licence.
Yes, it's a pub in Windsor, the Copper Horse. And the police, I've never known this happen before, the police actually applied to the council for her licence to be revoked. I mean, various clubs in Windsor have had their wrists slapped, had to appear before licensing committees and promise they'll do better. But in this case, the police just said, we want the licence taken away. And I mean,
why did they want it taken away? What was going on?
Well, on one occasion, the police licensing officer had gone in for a visit, and having previously sent in two 14-year-old girls just to do what they sometimes do, ask for drink, they're volunteers, they ask to be served alcohol, they obviously don't drink it, and if they're served, then they leave and the pub's in trouble. Right. That happens.
Right.
And then she walked in and the fire door was locked and there were people smoking, which is completely illegal in a pub,
right,
and one of the bins was on fire, or had smoke coming out of it. She sort of said,
well, that's Prince Philip for you. Yeah, yeah.
And the door next to it, the fire door was locked, and the bloke sort of said, no, it isn't, it's only a bit of smoke. And
oh my goodness,
that was, and three, a few months earlier, they'd been told off because three fire doors were locked, and it was just whole list of things like that. And
wow.
The police have said, enough's enough, this is ridiculous.
That is
and
quite ridiculous.
Days, a few days later, the councillor said, yes, we agree with you, the licences were revoked.
Yeah, wow, I can imagine, yeah, that sounds, yeah, I should think
they
so.
They can appeal, of course. I mean, nothing's simple nowadays. She only has to appeal, and it now then goes before magistrates, and, you know, it could all get overturned, but, so, you know, it's still there, but...
Wow. And finally, there's a story about a ram raid at the Travelodge.
Quite very near you, in Colnbrook. The Travelodge in Colnbrook, which is only about 2-3 miles from Datchet, as you carry on through Horton.
Perfect.
You know, there you are in Colnbrook.
I should just say, for compliance reasons, we're not actually based in Datchet.
Oh,
I'm just all over Datchet. I love Datchet.
Oh, well, fair enough, like a rash.
Yeah.
But the
very much so.
The ram raid, this raid, it was incredible. It was Tuesday morning, just gone midnight, and they literally just reversed the car again and again till it was right inside the foyer of the hotel, attached a sort of rope thing to the ATM cash machine, drove away, but instead of it yanking the thing out of the wall like it was supposed to, the tow bar and the registration number of the car was ripped off.
No
and there
way.
Was nothing they could do except drive away, leaving a rather wrecked foyer and a cash machine, also a bit of a distressed state, but still there.
Crikey.
And it was quite dramatic. All the, obviously, the customers all poured out of their rooms because there was smoke everywhere. They called the fire brigade, who evacuated them into the car park. And,
yeah.
And
what headline did you go with? Was it something like, now that's what I call an express checkout, or something like that? Or
Well, actually, looking at it, it's Ram Raiders Bungle Cash Point Snatch. Oh,
that's
fair enough,
it does what it says.
All right, exciting, is it?
No, it's good. It gets to the point. That's the point.
Yeah,
something I've never really successfully done. Well, gosh, thank you so much for finally letting us get a window into the world in and around Datchet. After months of doing this strand, it is actually quite exciting to have covered that area for the first time. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Francis. If people want to find out more about these stories, where should they go online?
Oh, they can just go to Slough Observer News or Windsor Observer News, but both, and up come all the stories.
There you go. I'm sure they'll be flocking there now. Thank you very much indeed. Francis Bat. Actually in Datchet. Fantastic. That was a moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame to hear that Datchet is such a horrible
such
place.
A terrible, terrible place. It's not terrible. But it sounds like, I mean, you know, so the, what's happened there at the Traveller and the pub and stuff, it's like... kind of amazing. It reminds me of I once stayed in overnight at Montreal Airport.
Okay, so just sort of on the
tarmac. It was a bet. No, I was we got snowed in basically and had to overnight right by the airport. So obviously there's these little sort of motels surrounding the airport for such emergencies, and so I stayed in the Celebrity Budget Motel.
What, that was the name of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so you start thinking, well, who's a budget celebrity? Like, no. And then you start going through them all.
Do you think they named it after you stayed there?
No, I do not. But it was an exciting night.
Were there any budget celebrities there?
There were no budget celebrities there. But what there was punch holes in most of the doors. Of most of the rooms.
Really?
Literally, a fist had definitely gone through several of the doors.
Oh, dear.
Are you coming out or what? That was not a good... it was an exciting stay. And it's seemingly not unlike Windsor and Maidenhead in terms of feel. That's where I'm going to go for my next...
I think the worst hotel I ever stayed at was, and I know you probably shouldn't say stuff like this.
No, you shouldn't say stuff.
But it was the hotel in which they kept the guests from the Jeremy Kyle show.
Seriously?
In. It's a very loud night.
Dude, I want to go there. That's a great idea.
City in Manchester.
In Salford.
In Salford, yeah.
Really? Is it the one that's like on the complex, the media complex?
No.
Okay. I bet it isn't.
It's a very cheap hotel there. I think it's the cheapest hotel in that area, which I didn't I didn't like the fact they put them there.
I genuinely want to go there. Well, you got to, it's like sort of, it's like pumping them up, isn't it, before they go on. You've got to sort of, you know, get the blood up, haven't you, before they go on the telly. I quite like, your worst hotel experience, actually, would be most welcome. I'd love to hear about it.
I mean, yeah, if it's, should we count out fire alarms? Because that's the classic, isn't it?
Okay, no fire alarms.
No midnight fire alarm stories.
Okay, so other than that, your worst hotel, or just weirdest hotel experience. But I'd really like to hear from you. If you want to ring us up, 0344 499 1000 is the number to call, or you can do a very laborious thumb-numbing text to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can do a series of tweets to @talkradio.
Start your message anywhere you want.
We've got the news coming up next.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The decisions, the debates, the deadline.
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm bored.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
The Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio with the Sunday Times. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness. Where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Alternative Rich List with the Sunday Times. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month,
you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now, at Wix, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It's a little after 3 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Tories boosted in local elections, plot to kill North Korea's leader, and does swearing make us stronger?
Talk Radio.
The leader of UKIP says a Conservative advance in the local elections is a price worth paying for Brexit. Paul Nuttall's party has lost all of its seats in Lincolnshire, where he is hoping to become an MP. Labour's lost overall control in 2 of the 4 Scottish councils where it held a majority, including its former stronghold of Glasgow. The Lib Dems have described their results as patchy. Here's UKIP's deputy chair, Suzanne Evans.
When a political party that's done as well as UKIP has in achieving their core aim, their founding principle, but achieving that core aim, we now have a job to do to convince the electorate that we are a party that is about more than leaving the European Union.
A scrappage scheme to get older, more polluting vehicles off the roads could be introduced as a way of reducing pollution. The government is releasing its air quality strategy proposal after the High Court ruled it had to be published before the general election. North Korea has accused the United States and South Korea of plotting to assassinate its leader, Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang claims one of its citizens was corrupted and bribed with tens of thousands of dollars to carry out the attack. A man has life-threatening injuries after a helicopter crash in Buckinghamshire. All three people on board the aircraft, which came down near High Wycombe this morning, are being treated in a hospital. And psychologists say swearing can give you a temporary boost to muscle strength and stamina. Tests have found saying a few bad words help people with activities like cycling up hills or getting tops off bottles. Consultant psychologist Dr. Andy Corns has told Talk Radio some of the reasons why it might help.
By swearing, because it is linked with aggression, it actually makes us probably feel more powerful and aggressive and strong than we actually are. So it serves a purpose in that it downplays people's weaknesses.
Too right, isn't it? Do you swear quite a lot, don't you? I mean, you're a real mouth.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Off air, yeah.
Off air. Yeah, you don't want it to leak out, do you? That's the thing.
Been a few occasions where I've almost sworn on air, but that's because John Holmes has been ridiculous.
I go one of two ways. Sometimes I think I should get all my swears out before I go on air. Mm. So I do loads of it. Or I go, or am I actually just planting that in the front of my head again? You know? Is that the worst thing? I don't know.
There's only two people who work on this show regularly who haven't sworn on air.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And it's me and John.
Really?
Yeah, everyone else has had to be dumped at one point.
Well, we've all been dumped. We all know that feeling. It's a terrible feeling.
Actually, I don't know about you, Victoria, but...
You've been dumped, though, right?
We don't consider you to...
Yeah.
We don't really consider you a member of the team, so that's... No, I'm kidding.
You're not kidding, though. That's like, the way you treat me off air shows
we love
true.
You, we love you, we all love you. Oh. Don't forget your chocolate of 5:30. And how's your bonus news coming along?
It's spiffing.
Bonus news at 3:30 today. It's mineral. It was either going to be that or animal or vegetable. It's on strict rotation here at Talk Radio. Yeah. Your one-stop shop for animal, vegetable and mineral news.
Let's hope
big mineral day.
Yeah, let's hope it goes down better than vegetable yesterday.
Yeah. Good. Let's have the weather, shall we?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry for most of the country, along spells of sunshine in the north. A bit cloudier further south, highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. That was f***ing good. Let's have the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. David Moyes says he'll still be Sunderland manager next season. There was speculation this week he could quit after relegation from the Premier League was confirmed last weekend. But Moyes says club owner Ellis Short and the board want him to stay and he'll lead the promotion push from the Sky Bet Championship.
We had initial discussions about going forward, what we're going to do. We plan to meet again in the next couple of weeks.
Are you committed to staying? Will you be at Sunderland next season?
Yes, yeah.
Tottenham will close in on Premier League leaders Chelsea this evening if they can beat West Ham at the London Stadium. The Blues don't play until Monday when they host Middlesbrough. Spurs could end the evening just a single point behind their London rivals. Finally, cricket. England have beaten Ireland by 7 wickets in the first Royal London One Day International. After dismissing their opponents for just 126, Owen Morgan's side reached their victory targets in just 20 overs. And in today's IPL commentary match over on TalkSport 2, Tamal Mills' Royal Challengers Bangalore face Kings 11 Punjab. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good evening. And it's literally the first button I could find. Hello, it's Jake Evans for John Holmes. And there's a reason why he has this as a regular job and I don't. I normally do Sunday mornings here on Talk Radio from 8 o'clock in the morning.
Are you on this Sunday,
yes,
Jake?
I certainly am. Thank Excellent. You very much for asking. We've got Bad Film Club. We've got... what's the thing we do? I literally can't remember what we do anymore. We do a quiz thing. Chloe, don't say that in my ear. That's a rude thing to say. But accurate. Anyway, it's fine. It's a nice show. It's on from 8 o'clock. And there's a podcast, if you're interested. It's called Jake Yap's Sunday Best. And, you know, the thing is that when you hear it, you'll think, gosh, this is solid gold. No wonder they call it Sunday Best. Now, we've got another hastily thought out feature for you now, which is News in One Go. And I'm completely ready. I don't know about you, Cornelius. I'm completely ready. Shall we do it?
Yeah, if you've got the thing.
Yeah, no, I haven't. But, you know, the point is, I've got a keen spirit. So it's time for us now to play News M on Go. Play the thing, Chloe!
News M on!
Cornelius, finding the script is not going to save this slot. Don't worry about it, dude. It's fine. This is News Aim On Go, where Cornelius and I, as News Aim Masters, scroll through our News Aim decks to wage battle with a topical news-related battle each day. And so we've done all kinds of News Aim battles in the past. It's basically top trumps, okay? We pitch one thing against another, and today we thought we'd do foiled plots. This is based on the news today that Kim Jong-un is claiming that people have been trying to assassinate him. He said it was the CIA, didn't
Yeah,
it?
The North Korea state media have suggested that the CIA and South Korean agents have tried to assassinate Kim Jong-un with a chemical attack. And that was on their state media, so it sounds true.
It's got to be true. It's got to be true. With that in mind, we thought we'd talk about foiled plots as we now do News Aim Battle. It's time for round one. And so the question is, Cornelius, in the News Aim On battle of foiled plots, which foiled plot have you decided to go for?
Well, the obvious choice, it had to be Richard Colvin Reed.
Of course it did.
A.K.A. also known as the Shoe Bomber.
The Shoe Bomber?
Yes, do you remember the Shoe Bomber?
I do, yeah, I do remember the Shoe Bomber.
2001.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've gone a little bit further back, I don't know if you remember this one, to the Gunpowder Plot of 1605. Surely the most ultimate of foiled plots.
Guido Fawkes.
Guido Fawkes, yes indeed. So, what have you got in round one, what category are you going to pick to pitch your Shoe Bomber against Guido Fawkes and the Gunpowder Plot?
Neighbourness.
Sorry, now?
Neighbourness.
Neighbourness!
How close did your person live to you, to yourself? Was okay. He a neighbour of you?
Because...
Basically, I've chosen this because I got excited, because the Shoe Bomber,
yeah,
I found out, was born in Bromley in Kent, which is where I live.
No way.
Yeah, I had no idea he was British.
How incredible that one random person should be living somewhere similar to another one.
I just got a bit excited. I thought, I bet his guy didn't live close to wherever you live.
Is there a lot of shoe bombing around your way then?
No, not necessarily.
Because it all gets foiled.
Yeah, well, there's no shoe shops anymore. that to close them all down.
Yeah, I bet they did. Yeah, security measure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Does that feel a bit tight for you? Is that pinching a bit? Near the Semtex? Yeah, a little bit.
Where did Guy Fawkes live?
Well, you know, York. And I'm from York.
Are you making that
I'm
up?
I'm from...
What part of York?
Let's
have won that one.
Yes. Okay, I think that's fair. Carry on.
Well, it's your turn now.
Oh, right,
what's
okay,
your,
fine. All right, well, I'm going to go for infamousness. Say the guy's name again.
Richard Colvin Reed.
I bet if you were to say that in the street, people would be like, I don't know, it sounds like a solicitor's. They're not going to remember him as the Shoe Bomber.
Yeah, but people
but
know
Guido
the
Fawkes,
shoe...
you only got to say Guy Fawkes, people know what he did.
That's infamous.
Got that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, fine. Thank you very much. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to need some halftime analysis to make the call on how we're doing. Let's talk to a News Aim Master himself, the one, the only Jim White-san.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Well, it's safe to say that this match won't go down in News Aim On Go history, but nevertheless, the match will have to be completed. Jake has so far been floating like a bee and stinging like a butterfly. Cornelius has been so quick he can flick his bedroom light switch and be in bed before it's dark. But that's the benefits of having both a bedside light switch and an early bedtime. This bout could go either way. Let's get back to the action.
Let's totally get back to the action as we now play round two. Yes, it's the Newsemon Battle of Foiled Plots. Kim Jong-un claiming there's been foiled plots from the CIA to assassinate him. And we've chosen the Shoe Bomber versus Guido Fawkes. It's time for round two with everything to play for. What would you like? What category do you want to go for next?
I'm going to go for Legacy.
Legacy?
Which is similar to your one.
Yes, okay.
But I believe that the Shoe Bomber definitely has a lasting impact.
Oh, it's certainly on the shoe shops around South London.
Yes, but not just that. But thanks to that one man,
yeah.
Now, whenever you go on a plane, you have to take your shoes off and put them through a machine.
That is true.
And, I mean, obviously, I don't agree with what he did.
No!
At all.
No, of course not.
But were he to have grandchildren,
they will remember.
Yeah, when he's next going through airport security.
They will remember.
And they'll be going, Granddad, why do we have to take our shoes off?
And people will say, because of Sean Colvin, the country singer.
No, Richard Colvin Reed.
All right, sorry. She's a country singer. Okay. That's a good legacy. My legacy is the only fireworks in the UK.
What do you mean, the only fireworks?
The 5th of November, like we have. That's when you have fireworks in the UK.
That and not really.
Right, that and
New Year's
New
Eve.
Year, maybe. Maybe New Year.
Sikh celebrations. Is it the Sikh Festival of Light? Oh, that's probably wrong,
Diwali,
isn't it?
It's Diwali. The Hindu.
Of Light. Sorry, everyone. Terrible. Terrible
you
ignorance.
You didn't go to South London Comprehensive. Wait, yes, you did. Okay. So, well, I think that's a hard call, actually. I mean, his was global. Yours is what I'm saying, whereas mine was only really British.
Exactly, that's true. And also, a lot of people just don't do the fireworks. Everyone who gets on a flight has to take off their shoes, except since 2011, where the rules have been relaxed to allow children 12 and younger to keep their shoes on during security screenings.
My little boy,
because they will never win.
My little boy's shoes light up.
Do they?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
So did this guy.
When I hit him with a lighter, exactly. Yeah, there we go. All right, well, I'm going to choose for round two in the Battle of the Foiled Plots, Shoe Bomber versus Guido Fawkes. I'm going to choose poetry.
Poetry.
Because do you
remember
the 5th of November?
Yes.
Well, there you go then.
Well, that's a terrible poem. Everyone knows that. Because the part that rhymes isn't the crucial bit of information. So the exact same poem, because you could misremember that poem as remember the 3rd of November.
Just because you didn't bother to learn the whole poem. Do you know how the whole poem goes?
Yeah.
How does it go?
Remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder, treason should ever be forgot.
10. Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
No, but 10. you can change the vital piece of information that you are supposed to remember there.
Works though, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't, because if you remember it
remember the
8th of November, then you've got it wrong, and
has anyone ever said to you, remember the 8th of November? Ever!
But they could,
have
that's
they,
what I'm
but
saying.
Have they?
Yeah, but you only get told it once
so
in most
I win.
Cases.
So I win!
No, because that poem's terrible.
So, all right, give me some great Richard Colvin Reed poetry, then.
Remember,
there was an old woman, with bombs in her shoe.
remember.
Flight 2709.
The 22nd of December, 2001.
Unbelievable.
Shoes, bombs, and plot. I see no reason.
I see some very good reasons.
The 22nd of December.
All right. I think I've won. I'm
going
to hand
round
it over to Cass. Cass, come on. You're going to have to jump in and make the call. Who's won this? Did you even listen to any of it? Were you in the toilet?
Yes, I listened to it.
All right, who won?
What do you mean when I was in the toilet? I was here.
I don't know.
Why did you go to the toilet in there?
I did.
Yeah, why did you do that? We have to put a tray down.
You
won't
know
this.
Do you know what?
If you're listening to the show.
No.
We have to put a litter tray down for our producer for this show. Just for this show.
Do you know what?
And Paul Ross. Yeah?
Neither of you win.
Oh, Mom.
You're both disqualified.
I wanted to win. I wanted to be the man that did the winning who won the game. I wanted to win the game.
Come on, Jake. It's fine. I see no reason why. this Newsymon Go battle.
I see no reason why we should continue with this. Let's just stop. Don't forget, we've got more competition fun with a Toppling Juncture. It's the coin shoving, coin fall machine game quiz show for the radio. That's coming up in about 20 minutes' time here on Talk Radio. And we've got bonus news in about 12 minutes' time. And we'll possibly share some more memories of Prince Philip coming up after this.
Newsymon!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Hey Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of four mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Ali's tricked you, citrus salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight, and one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Tricked You Citrus Salmon recipe in store and online. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 heading northbound's got one lane closed and slow traffic all due to an accident between junction 6 for Worcester through towards 5 at Droitwich. It's happened in the roadworks area there, so you're going to find around about 15 minutes extra to your journey. The M6 heading southbound also seeing one lane closed due to an accident between junction 8 for the M5 through towards junction 7 at Great Bar. It's lane 1 of the 4-lane stretch, which is closed. And the M62 heading eastbound through Cheshire also got one lane closed on the exit slip road, all due to a broken down vehicle at junction 11. That's for Birchwood. I'm Andy Broxton.
Looking for a red-hot deal this weekend? At B&Q, the Panama Cast Iron Chiminea is down from £65 to £40 to now just £30. It's perfect for summer garden parties. Hurry though, offer ends Monday. So, for a great price and great advice, come to B&Q. Offer starts Friday 5th of May. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's a Jake Yap with you until 4 o'clock. After that, it's Yasmin Khan with Drive Time. And, of course, results still coming in from yesterday's elections. We're going to be finding out some results directly. In the meantime, we're still enjoying your memories of the glittering career of Prince Philip. Um, Watko says, I remember the time he stole a ginger nut biscuit off a conveyor belt at a factory he was visiting and mumbled something about Harry had eaten. Yes, I remember that. Thanks very much for those. Also, he invented, yeah, Fuffin makes the point, he invented the jegging, bin bags, and Jeremy Kyle. And he also just said no to Zamo. Your memories of Prince Philip are still very much welcome on 87222. Start your text message with the word talk, or you can tweet at Talk Radio. Interesting news that Michelle Dubry, do you know Michelle Dubry? Do you know the one I mean? She's always on like Sky News and that. She's always like saying, the thing is that these people don't know. What they don't know is that it's really hard. It's really, really hard for people. And I just don't think people think about that enough. Anyway, she's going to stand as an independent. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? And Professor Brian Cox has said he might be forced to abandon TV for politics. Not by me. Also, Peter says, how bad do you have to get claiming a shoe bomber as your claim to fame? Give Victoria and Kat the show. Thanks, Peter. I'm sure that Kat would be delighted to hear about that, especially since she's got so handy now with the tray. Now, can we go now live to... we're going live now to Glasgow, I believe, where Cornelius Mendes has some results that have come in.
Yes, hello, Jake. I'm here at the Glasgow election office.
And can you describe the mood there?
Yes, the mood here is very Scottish, very democratic, and a sense of history being made, Jake.
Yeah, I bet. Something's being made, isn't there? So what's the result then in Glasgow, Cornelius Mendes?
Well, Jake, I can reveal that Labour has lost control of Glasgow Council for the first time since 1980, and the Scottish Conservatives look like to be the power in charge. However, SNP sources have told the Daily Record's political editor that they may not win overall.
Right. Well, you very much brought that to life, and it didn't feel like you were reading it out at all. Thank you very much. That was
Cornelius. I don't know if it's even correct, but
it doesn't even matter. That was Cornelius Mendes there in Glasgow. Let's, though, live now go across from Glasgow to Anglesey, where we can join Cornelius Mendes for the latest results coming in there. Are you there, Cornelius?
I'm here in Anglesey.
Hello there. And what's the mood like in Anglesey?
Well, currently there's producers around me wondering what the hell music would type of be in the background of Anglesey.
Tom Jones. Tom Jones would have been good, I think. I think I probably would have gone for, you know, possibly Shirley Bassey. Welsh, you know, anyone. Bryn Terfel.
Okay, well, that's fine. We're not here to do silly, skilly sketches about Anglesey.
Yeah, I mean, to be... Ah, good.
You're just it's time to find out who will be feasting on the political bread of heaven as the tea.
This is good. Keep going, keep going.
Yes.
Painting a picture there.
I can confirm, live from this church hall in Anglesey, that Plaid Cymru, the Welsh Nationalist Party, has increased its majority on Anglesey, but fell short of a majority within the council, which means that no party in overall control, meaning that we are expecting a purge now to happen in Anglesey. The place is now lawless. There's no one in control. That's what I've gathered from this article I'm reading.
Just people running riot. Excellent. You barely noticed the difference. Thanks very much indeed to Cornelius Mendes there, who is bringing us up to speed on everything that's going on in Anglesey. So that's two results for you so far from Glasgow and Anglesey. I think we've probably just about got time to go across to Tees, where Cornelius Mendes joins us for Cornelius Mendes, are you there with us in Tees? Are you? Or are you just... I mean, what's going on out there in the office? I mean, in Tees. Fine. Is he gone? Is that... Oh, that's the end of it, is it? Yeah, just run out there, I mean, to Tees and tell us all about it. Doesn't matter. It's fine. You're listening to Talk Radio, obviously. It's your one-stop shop for election results. And thanks thanks very much. Good. Sort of wondering who was going to come running back into the studio there. And it was Victoria Bond. She's got the news headings plus bonus news coming up. Is it going to be a good one, this bonus news? You're feeling good about it, Victoria?
It's a special today.
A mineral special?
It's... Yeah.
Very cool. Cornelius.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for joining us. What did you make of those election results that just came in?
I can't believe it. I honestly cannot believe it as a Talk Radio's political editor.
Yes.
I would say that the results are a shock, especially for the first one I was at.
Yes.
Was it Glasgow?
Yeah, we're in Glasgow first.
Yeah, for the first time since 1980s, that'll have a big impact on the parties involved in that election.
Definitely.
And the people who are running, who, you know, some of them are winners and some of them are losers, going over to Anglesey, where there is, as I said, no party has gained a majority
overall
control.
Yeah.
Therefore, the land is lawless.
There is no law.
So there's no law. Currently, there's reports of people marching on the town hall. Well, Victoria will have more of that in the news, I imagine.
I would think so, because she's a consummate professional. Thanks very much indeed, Cornelius Mendes.
You're
there,
welcome.
Political editor.
I was going to say, why didn't we think of that one sooner?
That's a bit of a... Yeah, I'm sort of retrospectively missing all the things we didn't do with that. You're listening to Talk Radio, and it's time now for us to catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Local elections in England and Wales have seen losses for Labour and a collapse in the UKIP vote, with the Conservatives making strong gains. In Scotland, Labour has lost overall control of two councils, including its stronghold of Glasgow. In mayoral contests, the Tories have been victorious in the west of England and Tees Valley, while Labour have triumphed in the Liverpool City region. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says he's pleased so far.
We've seen voters move from UKIP to the Conservatives, I think, last night, but we've also seen Liberal Democrat voters moving towards us. And clearly, we've also very significantly seen Labour voters voting Conservative, perhaps for the first time.
A targeted scrappage scheme for older cars and vans is being proposed as a way of cutting air pollution. Ministers also want to set up clean air zones in England after being ordered to publish draft proposals before the general election. North Korea has accused the CIA of plotting with South Korea to assassinate its leader, Kim Jong-un. The country claims biochemical weapons would have been used. A British man has reportedly died while skydiving in Thailand. The Foreign Office says it's supporting the family of 69-year-old James McConnell. A man's critically ill after a helicopter crash. It came down in Wickham Air Park in Buckinghamshire this morning. Two other people on board were also injured. All three are in hospital. And festivals across Britain are taking part in a 24-hour website blackout to highlight sexual assaults at music events. Bestival, Parklife and Boomtown Fair are among the 28 involved on Monday. The weather cloudy overnight with some patchy rain, which could become more persistent across the far southwest. Breezy too. Scotland and Northern Ireland will be clearer with some frost. Lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be cooler and cloudier than today with highs of 17. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. And now, of course, it's the high point of everyone's day. It's 3:30. And, of course, because the duration of your news bulletins got reduced, there was nothing you could do about that. And because they carried on paying you the same money and there was nothing you could do about that, I mean, you could have given some back, but it's fine.
Donated some to a worthy charity.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I do regularly donate to charity.
Oh, I don't have to broadcast that.
Well, you just said, and I'm just telling you
she
I
She sort
do.
Of did, really. I mean, she was sort of in a corner there, to be fair. And because of all of that, we ask for a bonus news bulletin, animal, vegetable or mineral. And today it is...
Mineral News.
Are you going to play
Good.
The music?
Oh, you want some music?
Haven't we got it, the theme today?
I forgot.
Oh.
All right, let's have some...
This doesn't help my cause.
Mineral... mineral... I'm trying to think of... Mineral...
Something, mineral news.
Something without vocals.
Perfect. This is perfect.
Okay, so as regular listeners will know, sometimes we do dedications on Bonus News.
Definitely.
So after her tweets yesterday, this one is especially for Beverly Turner.
Oh,
and
lovely, Beverly.
We have an Olympic theme for today's Mineral News.
Quite so right. We had Rebecca Adlington in here an hour and
right.
a half ago.
That's right. Well, you just wait and see, Jake.
Okay,
you just
okay,
wait and
okay,
see.
Okay, okay.
So starting off, two-time Olympic shooting gold medalist Michael Diamond has been convicted of driving under the influence and firearms charges. So the 44-year-old Australian, somewhat ironically, has had his gun license revoked for 10 years. So I guess that means his career is over then.
Right.
It's claimed...
I'm sorry, I just want to be perfectly clear. This is you're literally calling this Mineral News because his name's Diamond.
And he's won gold medals in the past.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah, Jay, obviously.
Both of them.
Right.
It's applicable in both ways.
Carry on. Would you like some more?
It was
news?
Almost too important not to put in mineral news.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that didn't become the...
It's claimed he was involved in a domestic incident with his brother before he was stopped by officers on the road. And then that's when the driving under the influence and the gun charges came in. So,
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Just days before his wedding, two-time Olympic medalist Tom Daley has been in hospital.
Oh, yeah.
So the diver's posted a picture online, which you can see on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. And it shows him in a hospital gown with a caption, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." And it's not known why he was admitted, but we hope he feels better soon, especially
yeah.
for the big day.
Absolutely.
Everyone at Mineral News does.
Yeah.
I always say, what doesn't kill you makes you feel a bit broken and weepy.
I mean, that's not quite as motivational.
It would make
it?
A great tattoo. Anyway, carry on.
It's a bit long-winded. And Rebecca
Adlington... Well, I've got a large lower back.
Can you stop interrupting me? And Rebecca Adlington has told Talk Radio that she gets more satisfaction helping children learn to swim than from winning medals at the Olympics. For the record, she has 2 golds and 2 bronze medals for the 400 and 800 metre freestyle.
And what's the atomic weight of gold and bronze again?
I don't know.
Okay.
Since retiring at the grand old age of 23, she set up a programme which aims for every child to be able to swim 25 metres.
Definitely mean this. I'm not saying I'll give my medals away, but teaching kids how to swim is very... more satisfying than winning an Olympic medal. And just because they're being safe, they're happy, they're confident, everything, it means the world to me.
Isn't that nice?
That's really
Do you
lovely.
Hear that? We're not breaking news, we're making news.
Yeah!
You hear that? Take that, Bev.
Yeah. Beverly.
When was the last time LBC made headlines?
Yeah.
She's not this week.
She's not called Cleverly, is she? She'd be more like Whateverly.
We don't need to reduce ourselves to childish name calling and online trolling.
I think it's really fun to be famous because you've married someone. So thank you very much indeed for your news.
That's all
Mineral
right.
News.
That's great, and you'll
the music's
be back.
Ending. Can't hear me. There you go.
Mineral News.
There we go. Slick as. Slick
news.
As. Slick opening.
New.
And a sick. All right then. So, and finally, you're going to taste some dairy-free chocolate.
I've got it here, yeah.
Right? Yeah, And it's a sealed packet. It hasn't been tampered with it.
I
anyway.
Hope not.
No.
Got me worried now.
Yeah.
So, it's Vanoffee flavour.
Vanoffee flavour, yeah. Just use an iron on the packet on the where you've pulled it open and then it just reseals.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to eat it all.
No.
Do you want some?
Well, see what you think of it.
Cornelius, do you want some? There's a little
cube. Oh, you've just eaten a crisp.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have to...
A chili
That's
crisp
fine,
as
gone.
Well, so completely different.
Chili and chocolate.
What's Vanoffee? Is that
rubbish.
Vanilla and toffee? Is that... Am I right? Vanoffee,
kind of, it's
vanilla
got a sort of
and
a toffee.
Toffee?
It's got a toffee-ish kind of vibe.
That's lovely.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it, yeah.
I will taste it now as a real
As a normal
non-vegan.
Person.
Yeah,
go on then. They just said that like there was like someone inspecting their tyres for bald patches.
I think it doesn't really taste like chocolate.
Yes, it does.
It's kind of creamy and
no.
It's not like a dairy milk.
No,
nothing's like a dairy milk.
No, it tastes
it's nice though.
It tastes what I imagine a dog treat would taste like.
I mean. I don't think dogs get given chocolate treats, do they?
You shouldn't give dogs
yeah,
chocolate.
Can you give vegan chocolate to
no.
dogs?
No. No, you can't. But
no,
Victoria
like
liked it. And that's all that matters. No,
I knew
you weren't going to like it. You only eat beige. I mean, it's beige chocolate. there was a chance, but not really. I mean, you've basically...
It doesn't taste like... They haven't put the flavour of chocolate into it.
Isn't it? I just want to check. Human...
It's raw cacao confection.
I'm eating an infection.
A confection.
I just want to check. Right, so the human palate, it is different, about 350 different flavours that the human palate can recognise.
Mm.
I would say you're up to about 7, Cornelius.
Why?
I've seen what you eat!
Yeah.
I'll give you pesto. That's about as exotic as you get.
That's not true.
Really?
He sometimes eats curry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm bringing curry sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that's by the by.
Yeah. It's basically British food, isn't it? Pizza, spag
no,
bowl,
not
curry,
at all. Spag
omelet.
Bowl's Italian.
That was sort of the joke.
No.
Yeah. But we had fun. good. Thanks very much, Victoria Bourne, and thank you for everything you've done this week. You've been an absolute joy. I'm sort of saying that because we've got Monday and Tuesday to stagger through as well. I'll tell you what I really think on Tuesday. No, I'm kidding. No, you've been great. You've been great. Thanks very much. I do appreciate
you've
it.
You've tried really hard.
That's the thing. It's not really about whether you succeed or not. It's how hard you try. And I think we could all tell how hard you were trying.
Can we go now? Can we just go to the break?
Yeah, I think we probably can. After the break, we've got Toppling Juncture. It's the quiz show based on the coin fall games with the two P's and the sliding platforms. It's unique in British broadcasting, and we're going to be playing it after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
The Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio with the Sunday Times. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness, where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Alternative Rich List with the Sunday Times. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Welcome on board, ladies and gentlemen. Could the passenger in carriage 5 please unplug your extension lead and stop charging your phone, electric toothbrush, handheld hoover and power drill on the table? Thank you.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 125 by 18 millimetre solid oak rustic lacquered flooring for only £20.95 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
ooh, that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end Monday. DFS.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
M42 heading southbound, got one lane closed at the moment, and some fairly slow traffic, all due to a broken down lorry on the southbound stretch between junction 9 for the M6 toll through towards junction 8 for the M6. The M5 heading northbound, that's got one lane closed as well due to an accident, a car and a van involved in this one, around about junction 6 for Worcester through towards 5 for Droit, which it happens within the roadworks area, so travel time around 15 minutes. And the M6 heading southbound as well, got slow traffic due to an earlier accident between junction 8 for the M5 and 7 at Great Bar. I'm Andy Broxton.
Looking to get your lawn back into shape? At B&Q, you can get a McAllister 125cc petrol lawnmower for just £168. Perfect for keeping your garden neat and tidy this spring. Hurry though, when it's gone, it's gone. So for great deals this weekend, come to B&Q. Available while stocks last.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house get down in value? Will it get up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get.
What?
Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's right, it's me, Martin Roberts, and I am talking to you like I'm playing Just a Minute, with no hesitation, repetition, or deviation. I'm having a wonderful time in my treehouse.
If you haven't heard it, it's a brilliant show. It's on Saturdays right here on Talk Radio, and you should tune in. He's a lovely man. What a day it's been. Very exciting. All the election results coming in. David Dimbleby has now been awake for 96 hours, rambling, incoherent, insensate on the BBC. But the results keep pouring in. And before we play our tip-top quiz game, Toppling Juncture, I'm delighted to say we can go over now to our political correspondent, political editor, I'm sorry, Cornelius Mendes in Tees. Are you there, Cornelius?
Hello, Jake. Yes, I'm here in Tees Valley.
Tees Valley.
Oh, great. Peppermint, spearmint, chamomile, breakfast tea.
Yeah.
Herbal tea.
So much tea.
Lemongrass and ginger. And, of course, Tees Valley, not Tees the name Square. Of a golf course.
No.
But the name of a place in the northeast.
Party.
That's right. Good.
And as you can imagine, the locals are shouting various,
all the
various
teas.
Types of tea.
All the teas, yeah. Capital T.
And one person watching Biker Grove.
And indeed, low case T.
Which we are under the impression is near Tees Valley.
Good. Well, thank you.
Some news.
Yeah, so some results in from Tees Valley, I believe, yes?
Yes, that's all right. The mayor has been announced. The inaugural mayor will be Ben Hocken.
That's our political editor.
Just nodding at me.
Cornelius
Ben's
Mendes.
Just nodding at me. Yeah, it's Ben Hocken has won. The Conservative, he'll be the inaugural mayor for Tees Valley.
Fantastic.
Which
okay.
I must really get away that is not a golf course.
No, we've fully embraced that as a concept. Well, thank you very much for bringing us that result. That was Cornelius Mendes, our political editor. Now, I'm not sure, can we now go live to Manchester to join our political editor, Cornelius Mendes, who joins us in Manchester, where some more results have come through. Cornelius, are you there?
Yes, I'm here live in Manchester.
Okay, and what's the mood like there in Manchester, Cornelius?
It's like Manchester of the 90s. Everyone's on ecstasy.
Yeah.
People are wearing bucket hats.
Yeah.
And people dressed as Sam Delaney. It's really, really kicking off.
Okay, and I believe some results... I should point out, if you're listening to this, the results are actually real. Some results have just been declared, haven't they, in Greater Manchester? And what's the result, Cornelius Mendes?
Well, the results are still officially being announced at the moment. But Talk Radio, I believe, as a political editor, I'm calling it.
Okay,
I'm calling it...
Because I know that they are literally announcing the results right now. The returning officer is on the stage there. It's absolutely mad. Bez is dancing like crazy with some maracas.
Bez is there with the maracas.
And a stuffed snake. But have the results come in? Who's won?
Well, Talk Radio are calling it. I'm not sure if it's officially confirmed, but Talk Radio are calling it as Andy Burnham the Labour candidate to be the inaugural mayor of Manchester.
Good heavens.
Or Manchester, as he wants it to be known again.
Is that? I believe that was one of his policies, wasn't it? That he was going to insist that it be reverted to Manchester. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Also, taxpayer money will also be used for counselling sessions between the Gallagher brothers in an attempt to get Oasis back up and running. And I believe he has officially waged war on Blur.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today. That was Cornelius Mendes, our political editor in Manchester. And an interesting result there. Andy Burnham finally perhaps finding his feet as mayor of Manchester, Greater Manchester. It's time now, though, for us to play our quiz. This is, I don't know why has no one ever thought of this before? I just don't know. It's called Toppling Juncture, and the idea is that it's a quiz show based on those coin fall machines like you get at the end of the pier. So it's time for us now to start. Clip clap! It's time for us to play Toppling Juncture, and playing today is Simon. Are you there, Simon? Hello there. Hi. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks. Thank you very much for playing Toppling Juncture. Are you a massive fan of the quiz?
No, I have never actually heard any of it before at all, so I know nothing about it.
Okay, well, it's very straightforward. Cornelius Mendes here can explain to you how Toppling Juncture works. It's a multiple choice quiz, is that right, Cornelius?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. It's a topical multiple choice quiz, and if you get the answers correct, you will be given one coin and asked which slot you would like to insert the coin. Would it be slot A, slot 2, or slot Alpha?
Okay. Yes. Slot A, 2, or Alpha. I've got
I mean, 1, 2, or 3 is
one,
fine,
1, 2, or 3,
too.
They're known in common parlance.
And since they don't actually exist, it doesn't really matter. Do you follow the news assiduously? Are you feeling confident?
I'm feeling extremely confident. I don't follow the news at all.
Okay,
but
perfect.
I'm very confident.
You're exactly what we've been looking for. Let's play. Here's your first question then, Simon, in Toppling Juncture. Question one. Arnold Schwarzenegger's immortal line from The Terminator has recently been voted the nation's favourite movie quote. What is the famous line? Is it A, say hello to my little friend, B, I'll be back, or C, I see dead people?
Ooh, I think I'll have to go for B on that one.
I'll be back. Let's find out whether or not you're right.
Yes.
You are right. Well done. Congratulations. Okay. Have a look at the non-existent Toppling Juncture board. See how the coins are scattered and decide whether you want to drop your coin down chute number 1, 2, or 3.
I think chute number 2 looks particularly inviting. Mm.
Yes. A lot of people like to drop it into the number 2. Let's light up chute number 2, please. Okay, and whenever you're ready, try to time it right with the slidey draw thing at the bottom.
The coin push.
Yes, the coin pusher thing. Whenever you're ready, say release the coin.
Okay. Release the coin.
Yeah.
Okay, there it goes. Oh, there it goes. Onto the second level. Will anything drop down?
Yeah! Click, clap!
Well done. Well I'm done, a very strong opening, and that's something we all want. Question number 2, which EastEnders characters will soon feature in their own standalone spin-off series on BBC One called Red Water?
What? Really?
Are you serious?
I didn't write this.
Red Water, that's like a Salad Fingers thing. Do you remember Salad Fingers?
Vaguely, but I didn't think I'd get into it.
Red Water, are you kidding me? Anyway, apparently this is a real thing. Is it A, Kat and Alfie Moon, B, Pat and Frank Butcher, or C, Phil and Grant Mitchell?
Oh, well, I know very little about Red Water and Salad Fingers.
The less you know, the better. It's really disturbing if you've never seen it.
It's already disturbing, and I've only heard what you said about it. I think I'll randomly go for C.
C, Phil and Grant Mitchell. Let's find out if you're right.
Oh,
no.
Was it A?
It was A, Cat and Alfie Moon, apparently. Red Water.
I wonder what that's named after.
I don't know why it's named that. Think about it. Yeah, I guess they couldn't have blue water, could they? Because that's been taken. And yellow water's that. Okay, question number three. Which one of the following is a fictional language spoken by the characters in the television show Game of Thrones? Is it A, Dothraki, B, Mandarin, or C, Meraki?
Oh, that's definitely A.
A, Dothraki? Okay, let's see. Do you watch the show?
Yes, assiduously.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. All the tortures. Let's find out whether or not you're right. You are right. Congratulations. Well done. And the incest, of course. Okay. Do you want to try your luck with shoot number two again, or do you feel like you've rinsed it out?
Shoot number two has been good to me, but I think shoot number three is beckoning now.
Okay. Can we light up shoot number three, please? And whenever you're ready, release the coin.
Release the coin.
There it goes. Down it goes. Not looking too bad. Down onto the second level. But will a coin drop? Nah.
No.
Yay! Clip clap! Well done!
I'm very excited now.
Man, that was close. Okay, let's move on. Question number four. New research from the University of Kiel has suggested that muscle strength and stamina can be boosted during workouts by doing what? Sorry, I was just thinking of some of the options they could have gone for. Anyway, A, crying, B, swearing, or C, coughing?
Let me see. I don't think they're really going to advise people to cry during workouts. Let's go for swearing.
Because I usually cry during workouts. Okay,
I usually cough quite a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, swearing. Let's see if that's right. It is right! Well done!
Well done.
It's almost as if you listened to any of the news bulletins over the last 8 hours here on Talk Radio. Well done.
I knew I was right to be confident. I have no idea about any of this, but my confidence seems well placed.
I have barely any idea of what's going on here at all. I just woke up in this room. what shoot would you like to illuminate?
Well, let's go back to shoot two. It's got something there. It's drawing me back.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I can completely see that. Okay, can we light up shoot number two, please? And whenever you're ready, release the coin.
Release the coin.
Here it goes. It's good, but will it just amalgamate with the others?
Yeah! Wow!
This is a good run. You're having a very good run here. Okay, question number...
Can't go wrong.
Click clap indeed, Cornelius. Mm. Question number five. Doctor Who star Peter Capaldi recently announced he would be leaving his role as the 12th Doctor. Who did the BBC announce would be replacing him? Is this actually official?
Has this happened?
That's not official. They did a massive reveal show.
Guys?
I don't think that's official.
Have they actually...
That's not even official.
No,
that
I
would
don't
be
think
a thing,
official.
Wouldn't it?
Have they revealed the Doctor Who? Isn't it's on a question.
That's just a rumour. Where's this come from?
I don't think that's official at all, but I don't mind answering questions about rumours for nothing, imagined money. That's fine.
Okay, I'm just going to skip to the final question. Which member of the royal family announced that they will be retiring from royal duties this autumn? Was it A, Prince George, B, Princess Anne, or C, Prince Philip?
C.
Prince Philip's fine. If you're right.
Did they announce that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have not heard about that. I have not seen anything in the papers about that. Well done, that's correct. Your final coin, which shoot are you going to go for?
Let's go for A.
Okay, can we light up shoot number A, please? Hastily amended the one into a sort of triangle now to make it into an A. And whenever you're right, ready, release the coin.
Release the coin.
Okay, here it goes. Who put a cow in there? For God's sake, guys. You can't put cows in machinery. Congratulations, you're a massive winner today of Absolutely Nothing. Simon, thank you so much for playing.
You massive winner.
You're a massive winner. Thanks so much, Simon. You are massive. You're the best. Thank you. Well done.
Kick clap! Kick clap! Kick clap! Kick clap!
Yeah.
Kick clap!
Oh, yeah.
Yes, me!
One
yes,
time.
Me. Yes, me! Oh, yeah.
Yes, me!
Khan.
Click
Khan. Khan. Hi, Yasmin Khan.
As of a day and a half ago, I'm scared of cows.
Why?
Because I got surrounded by her I really did.
Did you really?
Yes.
That is
on
terrifying.
On my own, and I was terrified.
Oh, man, I saw a film all about cows yesterday called The Levelling. We're going to be covering it next week on John Holmes.
Beware the cows.
Well, they're curious. That's the thing. They're
Why
really
are you
curious.
So near cows?
Because yeah. I was out walking in Cornwall. I'd just gone for a walk on my own. And
that was your first mistake.
Yeah.
Forgive my saying so.
Well, I can go for a walk on my own.
Yeah.
Well, don't go in with the cows.
Yeah, but the cows were not visible at the time. There was no sign saying this.
Stealth cows.
Stealth cows. They just
camouflage
appeared.
Cows.
Yeah, on like a sort of cliffside field.
Cliff cows,
yeah. It's dangerous.
Well, dangerous.
How are you, Jake?
I'm okay because I haven't had any run-ins with cows.
Yes.
Well, no. So, good. Tell us all about what's in the show and all the business.
So, guess what? There's election results.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, we covered our political editor, Cornelius Menders.
Roving
Talk
reporter.
Radio.
Yeah,
Talk
I heard
Radio's
you were
political
in,
editor.
You seem to be in Scotland and Liverpool and all kinds of places.
Yeah, he's been very, very busy today.
Well, we will be covering the actual election results.
We brought the actual election results.
Mean,
we just pretended we were in the places.
Yeah, you weren't actually there. We're not actually going to be there, but we're doing a special hour on it at 5 o'clock. I'm going to be joined by Tom Newton-Dunn of The Sun, who's going to come in. We're going to do all the analysis and the results as they come in, because they are, as you know, still coming in.
Yes.
We're going to kick off the show talking about Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that's a great story.
Well, he's
of all the terrifying dictators, he's currently the most lolsy, isn't he?
He's quite lolsy, which is what we're looking at, the fact that he said the CIA is going to kill him. So a little bit of a serious analysis of that. But also talking about, why do we feel mock him more than all the other dictators?
Exactly. I said lolsy, right?
Yeah.
It's because he's a bit fat. No, kid.
I'm going to say, if you're going to do it, stealth cows.
Stealth. That's the way to get to him.
That's the way.
It's the answer everyone's been looking for. We're also going to be chatting glitz and glamour later on, because it's time to see who is earning what in the rich list. I expect to see your name in there, of course.
Yeah.
And it's Friday, so we've got music reviews.
I'll just make the point that this is Talk Radio. That's it from me. Thank you very much, Chloe. Thank you, Cass. Thank you very much to our political editor, Cornelius Menders.
Welcome.
I'm Jake Gatman. I'll be covering for John on Monday and Tuesday of next week. I hope you'll join me then. I'll also be here on Sunday morning from 8. See you then. Have a great weekend until then. And Yasmin is up next. Bye!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
As the nation gets ready to go to the polls, don't miss Talk Radio's dedicated election 2017 coverage. Join the conversation party on your election station, Talk Radio.